out here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now. Fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, it has been an extremely busy week. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Thursday was a huge day for the cigar industry. We'll get into that in just a few moments. And yesterday, an attempted coup. I love a good coup. Every now and then, a good coup is exciting. And in Turkey, the military tried to overthrow the current government, and they went about it all wrong. This general knows all about coups. If you're going to do a military junta, if you're going to commence coup maneuvers, the first thing you do is you got to capture the leader, you got to whack him, or you got to put him into exile. If only I could have been there to instruct them, they would have gotten rid of the extremely Islamic-leaning government of the current Turkish president. But that's a topic for another day. Long-ass greetings and salutations. A long-ass snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. America's alpha male front and center. Long live the alpha here at Command Center Alpha and Humidor 1A. We welcome you to join us today. Nationwide cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines and anti-enemy of pleasure hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. That is 877-328-3007. And Lieutenant says, I mentioned a big day. We have much going on, too, that we will get to second hour. Rich Krudick, Davidoff USA, the VP of Marketing, will join us. Brand new Davidoff. They have been on a roll. Brand new Davidoff cigar that is going to be introduced called the Davidoff Yamasa. Using a Dominican tobacco, beautiful cigar. I've had numerous samples. We'll get to that. But Thursday was a huge, huge day for the cigar industry.
The cigar industry, the FDA, the showdown, years in the making. The enemies of pleasure continue their assault on your freedoms. This time, we fight back in the courts.
And the three trade organizations, the Cigar Rights of America, the Cigar Association of America, and the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association, launched umpteen Hellfire missiles from a remote-controlled drone by filing in the D.C. District Circuit Court a lawsuit against the FDA. Now, I want to, before I get into this lawsuit, I reviewed all 40 pages, and it is very detailed. It is very intricate. It is very technical. It is very complicated at times, but I'm going to simplify it. But I want to go back, first of all, and give you a little history, because the cigar industry as we know it today, if this rule stands, the FDA's deeming rule, which they released May 5th of this year, if it stands, the cigar industry we know it is history. The boutique cigars that you love, they're gone. the industry would be subject to massive amounts of user fees, of regulation. This would hurt even the largest of cigar manufacturers. Nobody would be spared. Not General Cigar, not Altadis, not Davidoff, not the smallest boutique, not El Titan de Bronze or Tabanero Cigars, a 5-6 roller operation here in the Cigar City. Nobody would be spared. But let me give you a brief history. Let me go back in time. If we look at 2009, Congress and Bolshevik Obama, not Barack Obama, Bolshevik Obama, Bolshevik Obama signed the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act of 2009. And in that act, it gave the FDA authority for the first time to regulate and oversee cigarettes and the tobacco industry, the cigarette industry. And there were numerous restrictions. There were restrictions on being able to launch new brands, a litany of regulation. Now, the large cigarette companies, big tobacco, they loved it, because what this essentially did was wipe out all the smaller guys that were taking market share away from them. So big tobacco, thriving today. They can afford the legislation. They've got in-house counsel. They've got in-house legal teams. No problema. But part of that regulation, part of that Tobacco Control Act of 2009, which we will refer to as the TCA, and there's going to be a lot of acronyms that I will get to, but part of the Tobacco Control Act allowed the FDA at a future time to propose a rule to deem other tobacco products, including cigars, under their purview and jurisdiction. Now, when Congress did this, they wanted to make sure there were two big areas that they wanted to make sure that they really included that for. They didn't just put it in there for the sake of putting it in there. There were two primary areas that they were looking at. The first was to ensure that the FDA had the authority to address issues of particular concern to public health officials, especially the use of tobacco by young people. That's the first thing. Now, cigars and premium cigars are not consumed by underage youth, by young people. Now, when I say young, to me, anybody under the legal age of 18, some states is now 19, it's going to 21, which is absurd, topic for another day. But when I say somebody that's young, we talk about underage consumption. When was the last time you saw a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 16-year-old walking into your cigar retailer, picking up a Monte Cristo or a Diamond Crown or a Davidoff, or even a bundled cigar, and plopping down $3 to $20 or $30? The answer is never. Number one, young people do not smoke cigars. And number two, no tobacconist or retailer in this country would sell them those cigars. And I've been to hundreds of retailers across this country. Trust me when I tell you, the last thing they want to do is sell to somebody underage. Not going to happen. And I've witnessed people coming in. One guy came in, I'll never forget this. He was 17 and I think 364 days. He was going to turn 18 the next day. And the tobacco store said, by law, I can't do it. Tomorrow when you're legal, come back in. And I have witnessed that. So the first thing is, Congress said, we want to make sure that if you deem other tobacco products, including cigars, that there is a youth access problem, which there isn't. Congress also said that we must continue to allow the sale of tobacco products and cigars to adults, but with measures to ensure they're not sold or accessible to underage purchasers. So when Congress did this additional deeming provision, they did so to make sure that, number one, there was no problem with nicotine addiction, and number one, no problem with underage youth addiction. Cigars don't have that issue. So that was in April, back in 2009. So it gave the FDA authority. Well, once you give the FDA authority, you know it is strictly a matter of time, until the FDA comes along, some bureaucrat, and says, you know what? We are going to flex our bureaucratic
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
Welcome, you heard it's Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. Game two of a three-game series here tonight. First pitch coming up momentarily. We'll get you your lineups here in just one moment.
Yeah.
45's winners 10-1 last night as Brandon Lupton threw six innings of one-run ball to get the win, his sixth of the season. Pardon me, Brett Beauvais got the win last night. Brandon Lupton, your starter tonight, going for his sixth win here. Getting ahead of myself. Pre-game festivities here brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? First pitch there is a called strike from Lupton, 0-1. Swing and a miss there. Quick 0-2 on Kyle Yamada. Center fielder hitting leadoff tonight. He was in the two spot last night. Ended up going 3-for-4, two singles and a double in that 10-1 loss. 0-2 pitch, and that is outside from Lupton. 1-2 here.
Lupton's representing Oregon. Medford, Oregon, that's where he's from.
Shasta College Knight.
Yep.
Out of Medford, Oregon, going for his sixth win of the season, 5-1 coming into tonight. Looking to tie his teammate Brett Beauvais in wins.
I wonder if he's a Duck fan. If he's an Oregon State fan, I can't be friends with him.
Well, based on his several last starts, we might have him up here as the player of the game afterward.
Yeah,
we can ask
him.
That's a pop-up over our heads here after a ball down in the dirt, 2-2. So that 2-2 pitch fouled out of play by Yamada. Defense for your hometown 45s looks like this. Outfield from right to left, Hunter Heath, Ryan Williams, and Max Modest. DH tonight, Jake Taylor infield. Third base, Chase Larson, Zach Taylor at short. Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, at second. And Jared Bertotti at first base. Strike three, and the leadoff man is set down by Lupton. That'll bring up Austin Blatnick, not in the lineup last night, hitting second tonight in left field. He'll be followed by Tyler Malone, the shortstop. Finishing up your defensive alignment here for your 45s, Reading native Zach Trueblood will be catching and hitting eighth for Brandon Lupton.
It's always funny when they do that.
Blatnick is your beer batter here tonight. If you haven't been to a 45s game this year, every game we have one player on the opposing team who is the beer batter, and if he strikes out the rest of that half inning as well as the bottom half of the inning, dollar off beers for all fans here. So
I wouldn't want to be that player, let me tell you that much.
A lot of pressure for the visiting fans there. That's a ground ball to third, so no free beer this inning. Larson knocks it down, stays with it, throw over to first, and they got him. Nice play there by former Foothill Cougar Chase Larson, 5-3 on the putout. Beer batter struck out in the first last night, if I remember correctly. Got everybody off to a good mood here. There's Tyler Malone. Shortstop also batted third last night. And he went 0-for-4, reached on an error. So he was on base one time in four plate appearances. Batting left-handed against the righty Lupton. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. And that one's in there for a strike. Lupton working quickly. Fires there, that's down in the dirt. Trueblood knocks it down 1-1. Tonight's game sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, and the best meat prices in Shasta County, Mighty Fine is your one-stop shop. On the way to the lake, proud sponsors of your Reading Colt 45s, Mighty Fine is located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. 2-1 here as that one's high now from Lupton. Two outs, nobody down here. We're in the top of the first at Tiger Field. That one is just a bit low. 3-1 now. Hitters count for Malone. Still looking for his first hit of the series here. 45s won in commanding fashion last night, 10-1. Four pitchers combined. That's a ground ball down the first baseline, and it skips off the glove of Bertotti into foul territory. Malone's going to head on to second. We're going to see if they want to call that a hit or an error. Strong throw by Hunter Heath over there in right. Made it a closer play than you would think at second. So runner on second now with two down. That'll bring up Jake Faulkner. He's the right fielder tonight. And they are going to call that a hit. So that's a double, first hit of the ball game for the Auburn Wildcats. Every hitter in the lineup last night for the 45s had at least one hit. And they scored runs in six of their eight innings, including a five spot in the fifth. To put the game out of reach, they would eventually win 10-1. First pitch here is in the dirt to number 24, Jake Faulkner. Faulkner, a right-hander out of San Francisco State. Watches one outside. He's now up 2-0. Shortstop Malone at second after a two-out double. 2-0 count here on Faulkner. He watches one on the inside corner there. 2-1 now. On deck, Kyle Dixon. He's the first baseman tonight. Also getting his first start of the series here. Lupton kicks and fires. That's a swing and a miss at a ball down in the dirt as he broke down about halfway through there, shaking his head. Looked like a changeup down in the dirt there from Lupton, perhaps a slider. Not his best breaking ball, but the hitter obliged him and kind of had that broken down half swing look there. It's 2-2 now. Checks the runner at second. He kicks and fires. That's down in the dirt, and he holds up this time. Full count now. Perfect night for baseball here. Nice breeze blowing in.
Yeah, it's super nice compared to yesterday. A lot cooler.
We were 100-plus yesterday. Every seat in the shade here for 7:15 starts. Payoff pitch here, and that's a little chopper foul towards manager Greg Cattaray there down the third base line. Lupton making his 10th appearance on the season, 7th start. In 43 and a third innings, he's given up 18 earned for an ERA of 3.73 coming in. And that's a strike three there. Sets down Faulkner. Second strike out of the inning, and they strand the runner out at second. No runs here in the top of the first. We head to the bottom half of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're back here in the bottom of the first. 45's getting ready to take their at-bats here, leading off. It's going to be your shortstop, Zach Taylor. He'll be followed by first baseman Jared Bertotti out of Simpson University and Ryan Williams, the center fielder, are your 1-2-3 hitters here. They're going to be facing right-hander Tyler Gums out of Placerville, California. Just finished up his freshman year out at Sierra College. Right-hander misses here. It's 1-0 on Taylor. That one is outside, 2-0 now. Taylor hitting an even 400, 22 for 55 on the season. Pardon me, that's the wrong Taylor. Taylor hitting 333, 21 for 63 on the season. Still great numbers. 11 RBI and 19 runs scored in 20 games. He's up 3-0 here. Ball misses down in the dirt. A four-pitch walk to start the game here for the 45s. That'll bring up Bertotti. Jared Bertotti in 21 games, hitting .380, third on the team. One home run, 11 RBIs, scored 19 times. His home run came right-handed here. Batting left-handed here tonight against the righty Gums. So Taylor with a four-pitch walk to start the ballgame. That one just misses below the knees to Bertotti. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Williams batting third. Jake Taylor, the DH, will bat fourth. He had two home runs last night in that 10-1 victory, our co-player of the game, along with Brett Bove. Max Modeste is going to play left field, bat fifth. Hunter Heath in right field will bat sixth. Chase Larson at third, bats seventh. In the eight hole is Jeremy Trueblood. He'll do the catching tonight. And Noah Ferguson will bat ninth and play second base. Here's the Mr. Bertotti. Watches one in there at the knees. 1-1 now.
Bertotti's from Oregon, too. We got a couple guys from Oregon.
Oregon contingent strong here tonight.
Yeah.
Playing for his college manager, Greg Cattaray, from the Simpson Redhawks. That's a shows bunt. Pulls it back a little bit low. 2-1 now.
I wonder what it's like to play with a coach, a player that used to play in the major leagues. That'd be really cool.
We talked to Seth Kinnean on the NorCal Sports Hour a week ago Tuesday, and got a chance to talk to Andrew Arnold as well as when he was the player of the game in a game over the weekend, and both had nothing but good things to say.
Yeah.
As Cattaray's actually gotten pretty good production out of the bullpen here.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty low ERAs all around for the 45s, and he's got a plethora of left-handed options out there. 2-1, and now he bunts down third baseline. That's a beautiful bunt. Only play is going to be at first, and they get him by a step. Bertotti hit that one about a foot inside the line, and the only thing that made him have a chance to get him at all was the fact that he hit it so hard he took it about two-thirds of the way to the base.
I know.
It deadens that one a little more. He's got an easy bunt hit, but that's a sacrifice bunt 5-3. So Zach Taylor up to second with one down now, and that's going to bring up Ryan Williams. Hitting .293, seven home runs, 28 RBIs, also scored 22 times in 29 games. He's been a mainstay in the middle of the lineup here for Greg Cattaray's Colt 45s. First pitch is, what looks like a slider right at the knees there, 0-1. Tyler Gums, the right-hander, with an 0-1 count, checks Taylor out at second. And now he comes home with the 0-1. That's down in the dirt. And they're going to say that he did not go. And trying to advance to third on the ball in the dirt is Zach Taylor, and he is thrown out by the catcher. So a base-running mistake there. Count is 1-1. They're going to say Williams did not swing on that pitch in the dirt. So a caught stealing for Taylor. There's now two outs and nobody on here. 1-1 count. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by the Mighty Fine Deli. Daily Deli specials under $5. Barbecue every Friday and $5 take and bake pizzas every Friday. Mighty Fine is where you can fill up your stomach without emptying your bank account. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. That's Mighty Fine Foods. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1-2 pitches chopped foul down the third baseline by Williams to stay alive. .45s winners of four games in a row coming into tonight. That ball's fouled back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. They got game one of the series last night after finishing off a three-game sweep over the weekend against the Fairfield Indians last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Gum shakes off his catcher. Now he's ready. He winds and fires the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on the fastball. And that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the second here in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
And we're back here, top of the second at Tiger Field. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters here for the visiting Auburn Wildcats. First pitch misses high from Lupton. Second one down low. So it's a quick 2-0 here on Kyle Dixon. It'll be Kyle Dixon, Mike Phelan, and Jordan Bashar. That one just misses below the knees here. 3-0 count now. To the leadoff man, Kyle Dixon, the first baseman tonight. Lupton winds and fires. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike, 3-1. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. Come out and join us here at Tiger Field. 3-1 pitches fouled back off the catcher's glove. Full count now, so good job by Lupton to battle back here from 3-0 to force a full count pitch here. Gets the sign from Trueblood. Here's the payoff pitch. That ball is lined into right field. Coming in is Heath, and he's going to take it after about four steps in. Might have swung at ball four there. It was up around the letters. But nonetheless, it's a line out to number nine. Dixon is retired. Here's Mike Phelan. He's the catcher tonight. This part of tonight's game is sponsored by the Mighty Fine Meat Department. Store owner and butcher Ed DeFore has been cutting meat since the 1960s and will not be undersold. For the absolute best meat prices in Chester County, stop by Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. When you think steaks, ribs, or chicken, think Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated and proud supporters of your hometown Colt 45. First pitch here is a strike to Phelan. Lupton wasting no time right back with it. That one's down in the dirt, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on here. Lupton fires. That one's up at the letters a bit high. 2-1 now. Swing and a miss on a fastball at the belt. Got him to swing right through it. 2-2 now. Oakland won 5-4 earlier today over the Blue Jays. Sonny Gray getting the win. After the great comeback win last night, 8-7, as they were down 4-1, eventually came back to win that ball game. So two in a row for the A's here. Giants currently trailing 5-3. Samardzija got the start here tonight. Is a swing and a miss now on a full count pitch. And Phelan is retired. Third strikeout of the game already here for Lupton. That'll bring up Jordan Bashar. Here's Bashar, takes one at the belt, 0-1 now. Another one right on the outside corner, and Lupton finding the groove now, 0-2. That's a slider low and away. Did not chase. Count is 1-2 now. And a 2-2 pitch is also a bit low. So from 0-2, back to 3-2 now. And we'll have another full count pitch forthcoming here. Number 35, Jordan Bashar. He's the third baseman here tonight. That ball is hit very high down the left field line. Now headed towards the line, it's going to be Modeste. And he's not able to make the play. That one's going to get down. That's going to be a double out there on a full count pitch for Bashar. With two down, they'll have a runner at second now. Now they're going to call that an E7. So tough play out there at the line for Modeste. Had a long way to go. He was playing Bashar closer to the gap. And it gets down out there. So a two-base reach on an error there for Bashar. That'll bring up the number 8 hitter, Davis Rodrigo. He's the DH tonight, number 21. First pitch is a ball outside from Lupton. 1-0 here. This is game 35 of 45 on the season. Hard to believe just 10 games left here on the season. 8 home games after tonight as we've got a 2-game set in Humboldt week after next. Including this game tonight, we've got one more in this series tomorrow at 6 p.m. here right on KCNR. And then no more games till Tuesday the 26th. We've got next weekend off. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here as Lupton goes behind 2-0. Pitching coach Barrick Fasking heads out there, as does his catcher, Trueblood. And the second baseman, Ferguson, perhaps seeing something mechanically he doesn't like. But getting back to the schedule, you can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. After we finish up the 3-game series here tomorrow night, we've got a 2-game set over in Humboldt. Yours truly will be calling those games for you and doing the NorCal Sports Hour from 6 to 7. As a de facto pregame show for all things NorCal, get your NorCal sports fix every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, and Raiders. Snap throw out to second, and they just about got him. Bashar way off the bag after the pitch. Trueblood with a snap throw down there, and they very nearly caught him. Ferguson applied that tag, but the umpire says he's back in there safely. Very close play out at second base. Count is 3-0 now. Runner goes to third, and the pitch is down for a walk, and he steals the third base cleanly. So over to third, there is Bashar. And Rodrigo has drawn the walk on the full count. So that'll bring up Steven Cisneros. He's the second baseman batting ninth. Runners on first and third here with two down. Lupton fires. He shows bunt but pulls it back as that one's up around the shoulders. 1-0. As I mentioned, game 35 on the season. 45's 24-10 this year. Another solid campaign. That's a chopper down the line. Foul down the third baseline. 1-1 now. Riding a 4-game winning streak here tonight, trying to make it 5. They won 10-1 last night in convincing fashion, scoring in all but 3 innings. Here's a 1-1 from Lupton. Runner goes from first, and no, he stops about 2 steps into his break and retreats back to first base. 2-1 now on Cisneros. Lupton comes set, checks the runner. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Great change up there. Got him. Swinging right through it at the knees. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 men on here in the top of the second of a scoreless tie. Lupton fires. That's a line drive up the middle. That's going to get down. First run of the ball game is going to be scored by the Auburn Wildcats. That's an RBI single for Cisneros. Just poked it right back up the middle. Didn't try to do too much with it. That's a single and an RBI. First and second now with 2 down for Kyle Yamada. Struck out his first time leading off the game. Yamada swings and misses. Aggressive hack there on the first pitch of the at-bat. Looked like a changeup or perhaps a slider down low. He was right over the top of it, 0-1. Lupton gets a sign from True Blood. Fires. That's a changeup down low. 1-1 now. Larson a couple steps off the line at third. Big hole on the left side is Taylor. Trying to hold the runner on at second, or at least keep him honest. Yamada takes one on the outside corner and didn't like the call. Turned around and said something to the umpire, and now the umpire is letting him know. I'll call the balls and strikes. You try and hit them. 1-2 now. That ball is flied out to left center. Modest cutting over, and he's going to make the play. For the final out of the inning, one run home here for Auburn. It's now 1-0. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here, 4-5-6 hitters due up for your hometown 45s. Leading off is Jake Taylor, had two home runs last night. Five on the season, second on the team in that category. First pitch is up high for a ball. It'll be Jake Taylor, Max Modest, the left fielder, and Hunter Heath, the right fielder, to get things started here in the bottom half of the second. The 1-0 pitch here from Gums, and that's a ground ball. Inside out, slow roller to first base, and they're going to get him unassisted, three unassisted on the putout. Taylor is retired for the first out of the inning. So here's Modest. One home run, three RBI on the season in 10 games. Also scored eight times. One out, nobody on. First pitch here from Gums is a curveball that drops in there for a strike. 0-1. It's an ice cream kind of day in the North State. Why not stop by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista to peruse their selection of over 100 kinds of ice cream, over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, and a full liquor and wine section. Mighty Fine is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned and operated, the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. Second pitch of the at-bat here in the dirt to Modest. It's now 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out on the Seattle University left fielder. Swing and a miss on a fastball underneath the hands. 1-2 now. One out, nobody on. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Modest. That ball is outside. 2-2 now. That's a little ground ball to second base. Got him up on the label and jammed him. 4-3 on the putout. Modest will be the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Got a chance to talk to Hunter a little earlier this week. let us know that Sean Haney has one stoplight. So he's enjoying his time in the big city here in Reading. Just kidding. If you go back far enough on my family tree, we've got some family from Enid, Oklahoma. Came out here during the Depression about 80 years ago. First pitch of the at-bat here to Heath is up high, 1-0. Also remember distinctly as a child visiting relatives in Texas, and we drove home and stopped at the Arbuckle Wilderness. I want to say a wilderness reserve. Truly an impressive attraction there in the middle of Oklahoma. All manner of wildlife. 1-0 pitch here to Heath. That one's outside 2-0 now. Heath's got two home runs, 13 RBI. In 20 games, he's also scored 20 runs. 2-0 pitch here. And he watches one outside. 3-0 now. Perhaps a bit high on that one as well. On deck, Chase Larson, former Foothill Cougar out of Feather River College. 3-0 pitch misses, and Heath walks on four pitches. So a two-out, four-pitch walk to Heath, and that'll bring up Chase Larson. Larson also with three home runs, 10 RBI on the season. He's third on the team, tied with Jonathan Alvarez. Third baseman, number 13, Chase Larson. Throw over to first to check on Heath. He's back. First pitch of the at-bat here to Larson from Gums. Swinging and a miss, and he did not get cheated there. Trying to put one out on Cypress Avenue. We've seen him hit three home runs here. All at home and all into left center field. Heath takes his lead off first, being held on over there, and a changeup that's way high. One ball, one strike now. Saturday Night Baseball here on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore and Matty Navelli bringing you Cold 45's baseball. Come down and join us. It's just the bottom of the second. That's a changeup and a good one right at the knees. Larson takes it for a strike. 1-2 now. Trueblood on deck. He would bat next should Larson reach. Placerville native and right-handed starter Tyler Gums trying to throw his second scoreless inning here. 1-2 pitches. Foul back. A changeup. Larson sends to the screen. Count remains 1-2. Another 1-2 pitch to Larson, and that one is also fouled back to the screen. Fastball down at the knees that time. Hard to believe after tonight, just 10 games left on the schedule, 8 home games and 2 away games. If you haven't been down to join us, come out and see us here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket.
It's going by way too fast.
Hard to believe we're almost to the end of the season here.
I know.
Two balls, two strikes now on Larson. And he watches a changeup, and that one's on the outside corner called strike three. That'll end the inning for the 45s. We head to the top of the third, 1-0 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting ready to start the top of the third here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli here on KCNR 1460. 45 is down 1-0. Brandon Lupton getting ready to start his third inning of work here. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters, Blatnick, Malone, and Faulkner. Blatnick grounded out to third base his first time. That's a called strike. 0-1. Blatnick, the beer batter, grounded out his first time, did not oblige the fans. Lupton will try and get them a discount here this inning. That's a good start as he's down 0-2. A changeup floats in there, and it's now 0-2. Lupton with three strikeouts through the first two innings. And a slider does not get him to chase. 1-2 now. One-two pitch here from Lupton, and he chops that one foul, an emergency hack, just to stay alive. Count remains 1-2 here. It's the best time of the year. Summer is here on your way to the lake or Bernie Falls. Stop by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista with over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and hot food served all day. Mighty Fine is your locally owned and operated one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Called third strike there, and the beer batter has struck out looking. A dollar off for the rest of you fans here. That's right, Mighty Fine Foods. Big store selection, small store service. Proud supporters of your Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. One out here, and that'll bring up Malone, the shortstop. He doubled in the first on a hard hit ball down the right field line. First pitch here from Lupton, misses high, 1-0. Hard hit ground ball to first. Bertotti snags it and flips it to Lupton, 3-1 on the putout. And a quick two outs here. That'll ring up Jake Faulkner. He struck out his first time as well. Already four strikeouts here through 2 2/3 for Lupton. Strike on the outside corner with the fastball, 0-1. Lupton fires, the 0-1 pitch is fouled back. Looked like the hitter was trying to ask for time. Umpire did not give it to him, and Lupton continued with his motion, so an emergency hack there. 0-2 now, and it looks like Faulkner wasn't too happy about not getting time there. Lupton kicks and fires the 0-2 pitch, and that all is lined up the middle. That's going to get down for a single in front of Ryan Williams. He'll take it on one bounce. Faulkner now 1-for-2 after the two-out single. Here's Kyle Dixon, lined out to right field his first time. Lupton in the stretch here for the first time in the third inning. Snap throw over to first. Runner is back. Get you an update on your Giants score. It's now 5-4 Padres in the top of the sixth.
Dang, we need to beat the Padres. What's up with that?
Giants lost last night as Madison Bumgarner was on the short end of a 4-1 decision. Andrew Cashner pitching one of the better starts of the season for him. Might be trade bait as the Padres are well out of the race. That's a called strike now, 1-1 on Dixon. We're getting down to that nitty-gritty last 2 weeks of July. You got to decide whether you're a buyer or a seller for the NBA or MLB teams here as we head towards the trade deadline. That's a line drive out into left center, headed towards third. Long throw by Williams, and he is going to be safe at third. Very close play. Great throw by Ryan Williams as he had a long way to go to the gap to even make that play close. Great throw.
Yeah, that was really close.
But Dixon will end up with a single and advance to second on the throw. Faulkner all the way to third by a nose. Second and third now with two out. As Lupton struck out and forced a ground out of the first two hitters. And a single and the double have them in business here. It's just 1-0 Auburn here in the top of the third. This is game two of a three-game series. 45s won 10-1 last night. It's a little chopper on the first pitch right back to Lupton, and this will be a 1-3 put out. And that'll end the inning. Two men stranded in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Auburn Wildcats. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A true country star, Pam Tillis, live in concert.
Live.
Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Pam Tillis perform her timeless hits, such as Maybe It Was Memphis, Ma Vida Loca, When You Walked Into the Room, and In Between Dances. Pam Tillis has always insisted on writing and cutting songs that speak from the soul. The results have been records that emanate an almost painful beauty, with more than 30 singles charting on the U.S. Billboard charts, 10 studio albums, and 3 other releases, Rhinestone, Recollection, and Just in Time for Christmas. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Pam has remained true to herself as a singer, songwriter, and worldwide entertainer. Pam Tillis, live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in a luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third here, Colt 45's trailing 1-0. It's going to be your 8-9-1 hitters. It's going to be Zach Trueblood, Noah Ferguson, and Zach Taylor in that order.
Zach Trueblood is a multimedia communication major at University of
Academy of the Arts College, yeah. Along with Brett Bove,
yeah.
Who we talked to last night, is talked about last night as the starter. He got the win, 6 innings, a 1-run ball.
Yeah, I asked
video
Zach
game
he,
design, right?
Yeah, and I asked Zach what he wanted to do with that, and he's like, "I have no clue." I'm like, "Oh, it's a cool major though, multimedia communications."
A lot of different ways you can go with that one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a communication major, but he's like the multimedia, so I'm like, "You're like all sorts of different things." Which is kind
That's
of cool.
A hard grounder to short, deep in the hole, and a long throw, and they did not get him. No, they're going to say they did tag him. No, he's going to appeal to the home plate umpire. They're going to say that the swipe tag caught him. Not sure that it did. Hustling all the way down the line was Trueblood at first. Shortstop backed up and took it on the bigger hop, made it a closer play at first, and the throw pulled him off the line a little bit, but they're going to say that the first baseman over there, Dixon, swiped the tag. So one out here. Trueblood rounds out 6-3 officially. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. First pitch misses 1-0 here. Giants have now tied the game in the middle of the sixth, 5-5. That's a fly ball to the deep left center field. That's going to get down into the gap. Ferguson's going to have a double here with one down. On a 1-0 pitch, Ferguson got one he could handle and put it out about 5 feet short of the warning track in left center. Got it past the left fielder.
Shasta High School Wolf representing Reading.
Northern California strong here as the bottom three of the lineup. Larson, Trueblood, Ferguson goes Foothill, Enterprise, Shasta in that order. So after the two-run or one-out double here, Ferguson stands at second. For leadoff man, Zach Taylor. Taylor walked on four pitches. Got to second on a bunt by Bertotti, then was caught stealing at third. RBI chance here with the runner on second, not being held on. Good size lead out there by Ferguson. First pitch outside, 1-0. Gums comes set, checks the runner at second. Now he fires the 1-0 pitch. That's a pop-up out of play, 1-1. As I mentioned, this is game two of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here on KCNR for the getaway game on Sunday night. All three games of the weekend series versus the Wildcats sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. At Mighty Fine, you'll get big store selection and small store service. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Proud supporters of the NorCal Sports Hour as well as Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR. Mighty Fine Foods, proud to sponsor the entire three-game series here this weekend. 2-1 now, as that one's low to Taylor. Bertotti on deck. Barring a line-out double play, he will bat next. Don't want to jinx him here, knock on wood. As soon as I say that, he'll hit a rocket right to the second baseman. That one's up high, and a good hitter's count here as Taylor works it to 3-1. So Taylor's seen eight pitches. Seven of them have been balls. Only offered it one of them. He's a pitch away from drawing his second walk in three innings. Here's the 3-1. That's a fly ball deep to right field. That ball is going back. The right fielder is going to make the play and crash into the wall. Great defensive play there in right field as he took away extra bases. The right fielder out there, Faulkner, caught the ball and came down and immediately crashed into the...
Dang, man, that is just a lucky catch right there.
That is a phenomenal defensive play, especially looking up into the sun as the shadows have not yet made it out to right field.
Nice hit.
Zach Taylor put a charge into that one. Nothing to show for it but a line out to number 9. Rather a deep fly out, I should say. And here's Bertotti trying to pick up his teammate now. Runner on second and two down. Tying run at second base. We're here in the bottom of the third. First pitch from Gums is a breaking ball. Looked like a changeup on the outside corner, 0-1. Bertotti had the sack bunt his first time, officially 0-0. And a slider there, two breaking balls, two strikes. Ferguson takes his lead at second. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Bertotti. That one misses outside. One ball, two strikes now. Gums comes set now, checks the runner one more time. That one's outside as well. Good take there by Bertotti. Thought about it, but checked his swing. A 2-2 forthcoming here. And a check swing, they got him. He did go around. They're going to say no. They appeal out to the umpire and... Like everybody in the stadium thought it was a swing, including your announcer here.
That definitely looks like a swing to me. That's a little weird.
I've seen
worse.
Closer checks get called strikes. So a small break here for the 45s, and Bertotti's going to see a full count pitch here instead from Tyler Gums. A payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and he got him, so... Third out of the inning, Colt 45's head to the top of the fourth here. It's 1-0 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty DeMille bringing you Colt 45's Baseball here. 45's down 1-0. It's going to be number 35, Jordan Bashar, leading off. 7-8-9 hitters here for the Wildcats. Brandon Lupton stranded two last inning. Looking for his sixth win on the season in his seventh start. That ball misses just a bit high, 2-0 here. Tight strike zone here tonight, especially on the high strike. That's a ground ball hit to short, not very hard. Zach Taylor comes up, strong throw to first, 6-3 put out. There's a one down. That'll bring up Davis Rodrigo. He walked his first time. Tonight's game brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Steaks and sauces, beer to briquettes, ice and the cooler to put it in, and hot food served all day. We've got everything you need at Mighty Fine Foods, conveniently located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Proud sponsors of your Reading Colt 45's Mighty Fine. First pitch here is fouled off to the third base side, a little chopper by Rodrigo. He'll be followed by Steven Cisneros, who drove in the lone run of the ball game thus far in the second inning with an RBI single up the middle. One ball, one strike now, as that one's in there. Lupton fires. That one's up around the shoulders high. 2-1 now. Well, Lupton's got one down in the dirt now. 3-1. Three ball, one strike pitch, forthcoming here from Brandon Lupton. That one's fouled off the end of the bat. A little nubber down the first base line. Get you some scores from around the league here. Cubs beat the Rangers 3-1. Oakland beats Toronto 5-4. Two home runs by Chris Davis today for Oakland, as Sonny Gray got the win. Boston over the Yankees 5-2. Seattle over Houston 1-0. Here's a 3-2 pitch as that one's outside, and he walked him. So one out walk here to Rodrigo, his second walk of the game in as many plate appearances. That'll bring up Cisneros. Baltimore over Tampa Bay, 2-1. Philadelphia beat the Mets 4-2. Colorado on top of Atlanta, 4-3. Milwaukee beats up on Cincinnati, 9-1. Kansas City over Detroit, 8-4. Cardinals over the Marlins, 5-0. All the rest of your games still in action, other than Washington beating Pittsburgh, 6-0 today as well. Called first strike here for Lupton on Cisneros. Second baseman Ferguson shading toward the bag for a double play ball. That's a changeup and a beauty. Called strike two on the outside corner. Cisneros crossed up on that one. Just let it go by for a strike. 0-2. Rattati holding the runner on at first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one's high. Did not chase. One ball, two strikes now. Curveball right up the middle. That's a line drive, and he's going to have a single. So curveball probably caught a little more of the plate than he wanted to there, and on a 1-2 pitch, Cisneros lines a single to center, his second of the game. 2-for-2 now is Cisneros. Runners on first and second here, and Greg Catterae is going to go out and have a talk with Brandon Lupton and his catcher, Zach Trueblood. Right-hander warming up down in the bullpen. We'll get you that information as it becomes available for your 45s. Looks like number 20, Will Moore, out there, perhaps just getting some work in as he's traditionally been a starter here. Just 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. One out, runners on first and second. Lupton's going to stay in the game. Catterae concludes his thoughts out there at the mound. Just one well-placed ground ball from Roland, a double play to get out of this inning. It's going to be the top of the lineup with Yamada. Yamada struck out his first time, flew out his second time. First pitch is the ball there, 1-0. 3-for-4 last night, batting second. He's the leadoff hitter tonight so far, 0-for-2. That one's down in the dirt as well, 2-0 now. Lupton gets the sign from Trueblood, comes set. Here's the 2-0. That ball is high and away, 3-0 now. And the 3-0 is inside, a four-pitch walk there to Yamada. That's going to load the bases. So bases full of Wildcats. It's going to be the beer batter, Austin Blatnick. He struck out his last time. He's 0-for-2, ground out and a strikeout. And Catterae is going to come out to the mound, and it looks like that's going to be all for Brandon Lupton. So perhaps on a pitch count here tonight, he's going to leave down 1-0 after 3 1/3. We'll be right back after a short 60-second break here on KCNR. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Coming in to relieve here in the top of the fourth is going to be right-hander Will Moore out of Taft, California. This is his eighth appearance on the air, first appearance out of the bullpen. He's made seven starts thus far on the season. He's pitched 31 innings and given up just 10 earned runs for a pretty strong 2.90 ERA there. Also has 32 strikeouts in 31 innings. And he comes in a strikeout situation here as the bases are loaded with one down in the top of the fourth. Brandon Lupton leaves after 3 1/3. Did have four strikeouts, but struggled with his command a little bit here. Had a couple walks this inning. He leaves with the bases loaded, and Will Moore will come in and try and either roll a double play ball or, as I mentioned, in a strikeout situation here. He's got 32 strikeouts in 31 innings against just 20 walks, so a better than 3-2 strikeout-to-walk ratio there. And he'll be facing the beer batter, Blatnick. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Chase Larson even with the bag at third. Bertotti even with the bag at first. So infield about halfway in. Or half of the infielders are in, I should say. Middle infielders playing for the double play ball. First pitch from Moore here is a fastball down at the shins, 1-0. Comes set, now he's ready. Fires the 1-0 pitch. That's a swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner. Good pitch there from Moore. We're under the lines here. Dusk fast approaching. Field in shadow. Everyone in the shade here enjoying Cole 45's baseball. One ball, one strike, one out. Moore checks the runner, kicks and fires. That's a foul ball back to the screen, and 1-2 now on Blatnick. The beer batter's already obliged the fans here once in the third. Dare we hope for dollar off beers two innings in a row? One and two, Moore comes set, gets a sign from Trueblood, now he's ready. Checks the runner out at second, the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, he struck him out. And Blatnick, for the second time in as many innings, is caught looking. So Moore comes right in out of the bullpen and strikes out Blatnick on four pitches. And here's Tyler Malone. He doubled in the first, grounded out in the third. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Moore gets a fastball in the outside corner. Good-looking pitch there. Two steal a strike. 0-1 now. Pitch here from Kyle Moore. Pardon me, Will Moore. It's a line drive up the middle. That's going to be a single. At least one run's going to score. Runner from second coming around. Here comes the throw from center field. It's from Williams. And it's cut off there by Bertotti. That's going to be a two-run single for Tyler Malone. So coming around to score are Rodrigo and Cisneros. Yamada all the way over to third. Pardon me, stops at second. So Tyler Malone drives in two. Both of those will be charged to Lupton. That'll bring up Faulkner, who struck out and singled 1-for-2 on the night. It's now 3-0 Auburn here in the top of the fourth. Moore with a nice curveball there, steals the strike, 0-1. First and second, two down here, 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's a 0-2 count. Good fastball down below the knees. Got him to chase. Couple pitches to play with here now. Here's the 0-2. And a curveball did not chase. Good pitch down below the zone. Pitcher's pitch there. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Will Moore checks the runner out at second. He deals. Just missed. I guess you could say that one was high. Anything above the belt tonight is a ball, similar to last night. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Two men on. Two men already home here in the top of the fourth. And a curveball called strike three. And that'll end the inning. But two runs home for Auburn as they send seven men to the plate. It's now 3-0. Wildcats, we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
45's getting ready to take their at-bats here in the bottom of the fourth. We just had a pie-eating contest here between two of the 45s. Here between innings, a lot of fun stuff going on here between innings for the kids. You got the Dizzy Bat Race, water races, pie-eating contests. First pitch to Williams here is inside, 1-0. That's a curveball down low, 2-0 now. That one's fouled back off the catcher's helmet, 2-1. Two ball, one strike pitch here to Ryan Williams. Is a curveball in there. 2-2 now. It's your 3-4-5 hitters here in the bottom of the fourth. Williams, Taylor, and Modeste. Each of them 0-1 so far. That ball down in the dirt. 3-2 now. Swing and a miss on a fastball up around the shoulders, and Williams goes down on strikes. One out now. Tonight's game sponsored by locally owned and operated Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. If you don't enjoy parking a quarter mile from the door and shopping with thousands of people, come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods. The big box stores will never miss you. When you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. My local, independent, and proud of it, Mighty Fine Foods. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. One out here, is Jake Taylor will stand in. Curveball in the outside corner is a strike, 0-1. One ball, one strike here. And a curveball drops into the knees there as well. One ball, two strikes now. One, two pitch here to Jake, and that's down in the dirt. Fastball bounces in front of the plate. 2-2 now. Two-two pitch here to Jake Taylor. That's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Backhand again, making a long throw. Getting Jake by a step. This is the shortstop, Tyler Malone. Nice play there. 6-3 on the putout. Two down now. That'll bring up Max Modeste. He grounded out to second his first time. 0-1 as well. First pitch just low, 1-0 here. A Reminder, game three of this series tomorrow night here at 6 p.m. at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. If you can, listen here live on KCNR 1460 or streaming all around the country, all around the world indeed, on KCNR1460.com. Second pitch is also high to Modeste. He's in the driver's seat here, 2-0. That's a curveball on 2-0. Drops right in for a strike. 2-1. Good command being shown here. Being told it's the same pitcher, Tyler Gums, though there's a number 20 on his back. He was number 32 when the game started. Cannot verify that for you. Never heard of a player switching jerseys in the middle of a game, but there's first time for everything, I suppose. 3-1 here now. Modeste gets a pitch to hit, fouls it back. 3-2 now. Two outs, nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth. 45's trailing 3-0. Max Modeste with a full count. Here's the payoff pitch. That ball is a short fly into left, and that was going to be trouble. It's going to be caught on the run. Nice sliding catch out there in left in the second great play in the outfield in his many innings, this time by Austin Blatnick. And there's now two down. No, they're going to say that he trapped that one, evidently. Could have sworn that was the third out of the inning. Glad I didn't put it down in the scorebook yet. Evidently, they're going to say he trapped that one, so that's going to be a single to left for Modeste off the end of the bat. And here's Hunter Heath. He walked his first time. Heath hits a sky-high foul ball out of play here on the first pitch, 0-1. Dusk is upon us here. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field in the bottom of the fourth. Beautiful night for baseball. Saturday night baseball here on KCNR 1460. Game two of a three-game series. Game 35 of 45. Hard to believe this season. Nearly over. Just 10 more games. 8 more home games, including tomorrow night. 2 more over in Humboldt against the Crabs a week from Tuesday night. Go to RedandColt45s.com for the entire schedule. Count is 0-2 now here on Heath after the foul ball. Modeste on first, not being held on. Or at least not very closely by the first baseman, kind of sneaking up behind him there. 0-2 pitch here to Hunter. Swing and a miss on a slider up around the shoulders, and he's down on strikes. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth, Auburn leading 3-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
5-6-7 hitters due up in the top of the fifth here for the visiting Auburn Wildcats. Will Moore getting ready to start his first full inning of work. He's got the last two outs of the fourth in relief of Brandon Lupton. First pitch misses there for a ball 1-0. That's a big chopper. Taylor takes it on a big hop, crow hop, and a routine play there for the Madera, California native. One down, put out 6-3. is Kyle Dixon. That'll bring up Mike Phelan. He'll be followed by Jordan Bashar. 5-6-7 hitters here. Phelan is struck out and grounded out. He's 0 for 2. First pitch misses high here, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista, proud sponsors of the Reading Coal 45s. Mighty Fine is locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Our family's been a part of Shasta County for over 80 years, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine. Proud sponsors of your Coal 45s here. Ground ball to second base there. Ferguson puts him out 4-3, and Phelan is retired. Two outs, nobody on here. And that'll bring up Jordan Bashar. He reached on an error, scored the first run of the ballgame, also grounded out to short. He's 0-2 officially. Curve ball that doesn't quite make it back down. 1-0 there. More in the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. St. Paul is down in the dirt. 2-0. Giants 5, Padres 5 in the bottom of the 7th in San Diego. Mack Williamson and Ramiro Pena both with solo home runs. And it really has been remarkable to see the Giants with all of their injuries this year. It's just been next man up. All kinds of guys who weren't even on the 25-man roster to open the season. Guys like Mack Williamson, Ramiro Pena, Connor Gillespie. There's even someone named Grant Green on the team who's hit his first home run the other day.
Yeah, I was like, wait, Dad, who is that? And he's like, yeah, we just brought him up. I'm like, interesting.
Hunter Pence started a rehab assignment in the minor leagues. Earlier this week, he could be back as soon as the end of this month. Matt Cain also made a rehab start last night in the minor leagues as well. He could be back in another week or so. That's a 3-1 pitch, and he walked him. So very close pitch there to Bashar. But it'll be a two-out base on ball here. So here's Rodrigo. He's walked twice, scored once. No official at-bat so far. More in the stretch here with two down now, runner on first. Bertotti holding the runner, big hole on the right side. Snap throw over to first, and they just about got him. Very close play. Quick move there by Will Moore. Just about caught the runner slipping. He's back out with another giant lead out at first base. Now takes half a step back. First pitch of the at-bat is a swing and a miss there. Rodrigo waves right through a fastball at the knees, 0-1. That's a line drive to shortstop, and it's going to get past Taylor in the hole into the left, and that'll be a two-out single. So after a quick two outs, a walk and a single have runners on first and second. That'll bring up Cisneros. 2-for-2, two singles, an RBI and a run scored. Good production out of the nine spot for Auburn here tonight. Eight and the nine spot is a combined 3-for-3 with two walks. Has not made an out yet, so good production. Also two runs scored for the 8 and 9 hitters here. Here's Cisneros. Fouls that one back to the screen, 0-1. Cisneros kicked off the scoring in the second with an RBI single. Singled and scored in the fourth as part of that two-run inning. They put Auburn up 3-0. That's the score we find ourselves at now here in the top of the fifth. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Moore. And the slider does not chase. 1-1 now. Gets a sign from Trueblood. Comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1. That ball was popped up very high into shallow center field. Both middle infielders headed out. It's going to be Ferguson, and he will make the play to end the inning. Two men stranded, no runs scored here. 3-0 Auburn. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
7-8-9 hitters due up for your Colt 45s here. It's Chase Larson. He takes an 0-1 pitch and hits it off the end of the bat, and it's going to be booted out there at second base by Cisneros. That'll be an E4. Reaching is Larson. The leadoff man on here. They trail 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be Zach Trueblood now. 0-1 grounded out to short in the third. So Larson reaches. That'll bring up Trueblood. Noah Ferguson will bat next. Snap throw over to first. Larson is back. First pitch of the at-bat here is down low for a ball, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by the Mighty Fine Deli. Daily deli specials under $5. Mighty Fine is now catering. Call 549-4884. Ask for Katie or April, and let us make your event one to remember without breaking the bank. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, Mighty Fine Foods. Swing and a miss there by Trueblood. One ball, one strike now. Beautiful colors on the horizon here behind the mountain landscape. As dusk is upon us, we are under the lights here at Tiger Field watching game two of a three-game series. One more tomorrow night, start time 6 p.m. here on KCNR 1460. 45s won in convincing fashion, 10-1 last night. Different story here tonight is they're going to have to hit the comeback trail, trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. That ball is down in the dirt. Good block there by the catcher for Auburn. Mike Phelan, keep that one from going to the backstop. Two balls, one strike now. Two and one pitch here. That ball is down in the dirt. Another good take there. It's some good plate discipline has Trueblood now with a hitter's count 3-1. Tyler Gums is scattered. Base runners over the first four innings. He has not yet allowed a run. We're in the bottom of the fifth with a runner on first. Nobody out. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's a walk. So a five-pitch walk there to Trueblood. And the 7-8 hitters here get something going. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson, who doubled to left center his first time. So first and second, nobody out here in former Shasta Wolf and now Butte College infielder. Noah Ferguson will bat. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here between everybody but the middle infielders. Nobody warming up down there in the bullpen yet. Now we've got somebody headed down to the bullpen for the Auburn Wildcats.
batting 345. Second baseman number 19, Noah Ferguson.
Ferguson had his fifth double on the season. In the third inning, he comes up here in an RBI spot. Nobody out. Runners on first and second after an error and a walk. Gums kicks and fires. That ball is in there for a strike. 0-1. Looked like a changeup there. He's been aggressive with the early breaking balls to get strike one here. A one pitch to Noah Ferguson. And now he's going to lay it down, and that ball is outside. He pulls it back. 1-1 now. Third baseman playing about even with the bag. Shortstop shading towards second base to try and keep Chase Larson honest out there. Here's the 1-1. Ferguson's going to show bunt again, and he's going to get it down. That's a good one. Only play is going to be at first. The catcher comes up and throws him out by a step. Perfect execution there by Noah Ferguson on the sack bunt. Both runners advance, second and third now with one out. Best scoring chance of the night here thus far for the 45s. Ferguson gets the job done. Score it 2-3 on the putout on the sack bunt. That'll bring up Zach Taylor, absolutely robbed of an extra base hit as he just about put one out of here to right. A great leaping catch flying into the wall was Jake Faulkner. Out there in right, so we'll see if Taylor can drive in the first run of the ballgame here for the 45s. First pitch is at the knees for a strike with a fastball, 0-1. Bertotti on deck, he would bat next. 0-1 pitch from Gums here. That's a curveball in the outside corner, and now it's 0-2.
This pitcher is a little showboaty, Kyle.
Well, it seemed like he kind of gave him like, finally you called that one a strike, yeah. Kind of.
He's not happy with the umpire.
Does not really endear you to the man
no,
in black.
As a pitcher, I know.
That is a deep fly ball to left field. Should be playable. It's going to take it a couple steps in front of the track. Tagging up at third is Larson. He will score. No throw as it's going to be cut off by the infielder. That's a sack fly and an RBI. And the 45s are on the board now. It's 3-1. Scored a fly out to number 7 and an RBI on
the sack.
That's
what you want to do. That, no ground ball.
Runner on third with less than two outs. You got to get him home somehow. And Taylor finds a way. He's now officially 0-1 with a walk and an RBI sack fly. Here's Bertotti. Chance to drive home another run. Trueblood had to stay put at second as the throw was cut off. So runner on second with two down now. First pitch is lined down the first baseline. Foul. Ended up about 15 feet foul down the right field line. And
almost at that pitcher.
And you got to keep your eyes open in the visitor's bullpen down there.
That was pretty funny.
You see guys in the pros when they have the bullpens down the foul lines usually have a bullpen catcher guarding either the catcher or pitcher depending on which way the mound faces. But in amateur ball, you got to watch your own back here. That one's on the outside. Just misses. 1-1 now. Bertotti has a sack bunt and a strikeout. He's officially 0-1. 1-1 count here. Gums comes set. That's a swing and a miss on one down at the knees. Swung right through the fastball. 1-2 now. Big cut there by Bertotti. Swing and a miss on a changeup down in the dirt. And that'll end the inning. But the 45s get one home on the sack fly by Zach Taylor. It's now 3-1 Auburn. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At WellCare MD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCare MD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Will Moore threw a scoreless top of the fifth. He's going to come out and throw the sixth as well. Came in relief in the fourth inning, got the last two outs, so he's gone 1 2/3. And he will start the sixth inning here against these visiting Auburn Wildcats. It's going to be the top of the lineup, Yamada, Blatnick, and Malone. Yamada's walked once. He's 0-2. Moore winds and fires. First pitch is outside for ball 1-0. That one also a little bit low, 2-0 now. Gets the sign from True Blood. Now he's ready with the 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. 2-1 now. One's fouled out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Yamada. Shaking his hand there. That one might have stung him a little bit. Never fun when you get one off the end of that, especially with these wood bats. Moore shaking off True Blood. Now he gets the sign he wants. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball very high. Didn't quite get on top of that one. Full count now. On deck is Blatnick. He struck out twice. He's the beer batter. And that's a curveball outside, and he walked him on a full count pitch. So a leadoff walk there by Yamada. Runner on first with nobody out. And here's Blatnick. This portion of the game is sponsored by Mighty Fine. It's tourist season, and Mighty Fine would like to welcome all of our lake visiting friends from Southern California. Mighty Fine is waiving our 10% surcharge on L.A. Dodger fans for the remainder of the summer on account of them not winning a World Series since Ronald Reagan was president. You heard right. At Mighty Fine, fans in blue are people, too. Over 250 beers, over 1,000 cold drinks, corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods. Our blood runs orange, but we don't discriminate. 2-0 here on Blatnick. Or rather, 0-1, pardon me. That was a called strike. More comes set, the 0-1 pitch, and that's a foul ball off the end of that, and Blatnick down 0-2. Could this be the first time all season the beer batter obliges the fans three times in one game? Hard to do before last call in the seventh inning, but we're one strike away tonight. You never know what firsts you might see at a Colt 45's game. More kicks and fires, the 0-2 swing, and a soft line drive. Out to short, Taylor makes a nice job to get over to it and flip it over to second to get Ferguson. The runner at first was kind of caught in no man's land. Yamada wasn't sure if that ball was going to be caught. Taylor ended up taking it on the bounce. It'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. And Blatnick will replace Yamada at first. One out, man on first now for Malone. Had the big hit of the game thus far, a 2-run double in the fourth inning. Put the Auburn Wildcats up 3-0. They currently lead 3-1. Runner on first, one down now. Left-handed hitting Malone against Will Moore out of Taft, California.
Ooh, that looks good.
Threw a pitch that I, for the life of me, cannot tell you where that missed.
Yeah.
We'll call it low, I guess. 1-0. Strike zone about the size of a pie tin here tonight.
Yeah. Maybe it's because we did that pie-eating contest.
Perhaps. That's a very high fly ball in this shallow center field. Williams started back, and now he's racing in, and now he's going to settle underneath it. A can of corn on 1-0 for the second out of the inning. And Malone is retired. He's now 2-for-4 tonight. And here's Faulkner. He's got a single and two strikeouts, 1-for-3 tonight. Moore trying to throw up another goose egg here and give his 45s a chance to hit the comeback trail in the bottom half of the sixth. It's 3-1. 2 outs, a runner on first. First pitch of the at-bat is a curveball down in the dirt. Good job there by Trueblood to keep it in front of him. One-oh pitch here for Moore. That's a fastball just a little bit low, 2-0 now. Called strike there, 2-1, as that one hits the inside corner on the fastball. .45's got one in the bottom of the fifth to cut the lead to 3-1. Ball's down in the dirt on a curveball. 3-1 now, hitters count. Do up in the bottom half of the sixth for your hometown 45s. It's going to be the heart of the lineup. 3-4-5 hitter Williams, Taylor, and Modeste. Moore gets a sign from Trueblood. Comes set. Here's the 3-1. That's a chopper out to short. Backing up and taking on the big hop is Taylor, and he is unable to get it from glove to hand. Knew he had to hurry there as he backed up and took it on the big hop. They're going to call that an E6. So Faulkner reaches, Blatnick up to second base. Tough play there for Taylor. Had to be perfect if it was going to have any chance at all. But runners on first and second now. For Kyle Dixon, he's singled and lined out and grounded it out. 1-for-3 overall. First pitch inside there, 1-0. Trying to take back that inside half of the plate. Missed with the fastball. Moore checks the runner. Comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one misses down at the shoe tops. 2-0 now. Pitch is grounded to first, and Bertotti has a kick up and take a nasty hop, and we're going to have a play at the plate. He throws him out by a mile. Play of the game.
Nice Hunter throw, Heath. Hunter Heath, attaboy.
Absolute rocket from right field. He was out by a good 10 feet, not even close, as Trueblood was waiting for him. And that's the final out of the
nice
inning.
Throw.
An outfield
what
assist from Shawnee,
play.
Oklahoma's Hunter Heath. For the final out of the inning, we head to the bottom of the sixth here. Scored still 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning cost, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen. listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
3-4-5 hitters due up for your hometown 45s here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be Williams, Taylor, and Modeste in that order. One run through five innings given up by Tyler Gums. First pitch here to Williams is fouled out of play.
I didn't even see where that went.
Down the right field line. First baseman giving chase, but it's going to be over into the netting of the batting cage over there. 0-1 here on Williams. Williams 0-for-2 so far tonight. And we're going to get Williams a new bat, as evidently must have broken that one on the foul ball. Nope, going to stay with the one he's got.
He needs a big new grip.
Ah.
Some people are really picky with their grip.
As a former tennis player, I can say the grip is very,
totally.
Very important.
Same with my grip.
Comfort is important.
It's almost like a mental thing. Like, if you don't feel like you can squeeze it hard enough, it's like, shoot. You know?
Well, we watched Nomar Garciaparra have OCD for about 10 or 12 years in major leagues with his batting gloves. So whatever you got to do to get in the right headspace.
Yeah.
0-2 pitch here from Williams is fouled down the left field line. Baseball, 162 games for the pros. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. You're going to have a week with some 0-for-4s. So it lends itself to superstition because nobody's great 162 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
0-2 pitcher to Williams, and that's a slider. He dives out of the way, and it just about makes it over the plate there. Good slider from Gums. Perhaps the batter's reaction, the Jeter-like reaction there, got him the call. 1-2 now. He kicks and fires, swinging and a miss, and Williams is down on strikes. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He's grounded out twice, 0-for-2. .45's manufactured a run the old-fashioned way in the bottom of the fifth. Getting runners on, moving them over with a bunt and a sack fly. As they scored a run in the fifth without getting a hit. Here's Jake Taylor, who had two big hits last night. Two home runs, three RBI. Also scored four runs total as he walked twice. Was not retired all evening. Then Austin LeBoux came in as they were up big in the late innings, and he had a double. So the third baseman last night for the 45s had just about a perfect night. That one misses high, 1-1 here now on Jake.
Definitely a different ballgame tonight, though, compared to last night.
Pitcher's duel here tonight. Yeah, it's 3-1. 45 scored early and often last night. Had just three innings where they didn't score at least one run. Swinging a miss there by Taylor on a fastball on the outside corner. 1-2 now.
Yeah, our offense seems to come alive tonight.
11 outs left to score at least two runs. 45s have shown a penchant for the big inning, five in the fifth last night, en route to that 10-1 victory. Very different game here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
His Gums has been sharp. That one just misses on the outside corner, perhaps a little bit low. 2-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by the Mighty Fine Deli. Daily deli specials under $5. Barbecue every Friday. $5 take-and-bake pizzas every Friday. Mighty Fine is where you can fill up your stomach without emptying your bank account. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods. That's a hard-hit ground ball to third. Up with it, and a long throw is going to pull the man off the base. No, he's able to come down with it. Is Dixon. So 5-3 on the putout. Taylor is retired. And that'll bring up Modeste. He had a single his last time, 1-for-2.
How about it for 45? Left field number 17, Max Modeste.
Modeste hit a flare to left that got down. He steps up here with two outs and nobody on. Outfield playing him slightly to pull. That ball is outside, 1-0. 1-0 pitch here to Max. That one is in there for a strike. 1-1. One pitch high and outside with a changeup. 2-1 now. Giants and Padres still locked up at 5 in the bottom of the 8th in San Diego. Hunter Strickland now on for the Giants. 2-1 pitch forthcoming to Max. That ball is very high. 3-1 now. Good hitters count here for left fielder Modeste. Swing and a miss on a 3-1 pitch down below the knees. It'll be a full count now with two down and nobody on. Here's the payoff pitch. And that ball is driven to left field, but it should stay in the ballpark. And making the play out there is the left fielder. 1-2-3 go the 45s. We head to the top of the 7th. It's 3-1 Auburn. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
6-7-8 hitters due up in the top of the 7th here for the Auburn Wildcats. It's going to be Mike Phelan, Jordan Bashar, and Davis Rodrigo. Called strike from the first pitch there from Moore. Phelan 0 for 3, struck out and grounded out twice. 0-1 pitch here from Will Moore is down low, 1-1. Two balls, one strike, because that one misses as well. That's a pop-up on the infield here on a 2-1 pitch. Bertotti at first calling for it, and he's going to take it just inside the foul line for the first out. Pop out to number 3 for Phelan. He's now 0 for 4. That'll bring up Bashar. He's walked once, reached on an error, and grounded out 0 for 2. This part of tonight's game is sponsored by the Mighty Fine Meat Department. Store owner and butcher Ed DeFore has been cutting meat since the 1960s and will not be undersold. For the absolute best meat prices in Shasta County, stop by Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. When you think steaks, ribs, or chicken, think Mighty Fine Foods. Locally owned and operated, proud supporters of your hometown Colt 45. It's called strike here on the first pitch to Bashar. And a quick 0-2 as he follows that one up with another well-located pitch on the outside corner. O-2 pitch, and he swings and misses and got him on 3 pitches. Strong at-bat there by Will Moore. As he's got 2 down and nobody on now. So So here's Rodrigo. He's walked twice and singled, one for one officially. He's also scored a run. Moore fires low with the fastball 1-0. That one also a little bit low here for Moore, 2-0 now. Moore takes a walk off the back of the mound. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And a great change up there on 2-0, Adam, way out in front. 2-1. Due up for the 45s in the bottom half of the inning is going to be Heath, Larson, and Trueblood. 5-6-7 hitters. Pardon me, 6-7-8 hitters. Called strike there. It's now 2-2. So from 2-0 back to 2-2 for Moore. He winds and fires, and that is a called strike three. A curveball drops in right at the knees. Well done by Will Moore. 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time here. 45s trail 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting! Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16-14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here at Tiger Field. Your hometown 45 is looking to come back here down 3-1. Hunter Heath leading off. He's up 1-0 as the first ball misses. 2-0 as that one's down in the dirt. It's going to be Heath, Larson, and Trueblood. Larson has scored the lone run of the ballgame. He led off by reaching on an error last time in the bottom of the fifth. Eventually came around to score on a sack fly by Zach Taylor. That ball is inside here, and Heath is up 3-0. Called strike, taken all the way, 3-1 now. New pitcher for the visiting Auburn Wildcats, number 31, Kevin Bevilacqua. He relieves Gums, who threw six innings of one-run ball. Called strike two now as he takes that one full count now. Here's the payoff pitch to the leadoff hitter, Heath. That ball just about hit him in the foot, and that'll be a walk on a full count. Heath leads off the inning by drawing a base on balls. Here's Larson, struck out and reached on an error, scored after reaching on that error in the fifth. That's the lone run of the ballgame for the 45s. Runner on first, nobody out. Bevilacqua kicks and fires. That ball is chopped to shortstop. Six. He tags second, and he throws to first. 6-3, double play. Nicely done by the shortstop Malone there. And there's two down now. Tonight's game sponsored by locally owned and operated Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. If you don't enjoy parking a quarter mile from the door and shopping with thousands of people, come and shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine. The big box stores will never miss you. When you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Local, independent, and proud of it, Mighty Fine Foods. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the KCNR, as well as the NorCal Sports Hour every Tuesday night from 6 to 7. Hosted by yours truly. A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, Raiders, as well as 45s in the summer and all your high school standouts during the school year. Getting ready for high school football next month. Won't be long now before we've got NFL training camps. But right now it's all baseball. 1-1 here on Zach Trueblood with two outs and nobody on. He takes one in there. Changeup from Bevilacqua makes it 1-2. Should he reach, it'd be Ferguson next. 1-for-1 with a double. Also had a sack bunt on the night. Here's a 1-2. And called strike three. Trueblood is the final out of the inning. So we head to the top of the eighth. Auburn still leading 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
A true country star, Pam Tillis, live in concert.
Live.
Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Pam Tillis perform her timeless hits, such as Maybe It Was Memphis, Ma Vida Loca, When You Walked Into the Room, and In Between Dances. Pam Tillis has always insisted on writing and cutting songs that speak from the soul. The results have been records that emanate an almost painful beauty, with more than 30 singles charting on the U.S. Billboard charts, 10 studio albums, and three other releases, Rhinestone, Recollection, and Just in Time for Christmas. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Pam has remained true to herself as a singer, songwriter, and worldwide entertainer. Pam Tillis, live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in a luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for you to enjoy a well-deserved time in. We offer classes 6 days a week to help fit healing time into your busy schedule. Our Conscious Living Yoga classes meet you right where you are today. Warm and cocoon-like, our studio is a place for you to grow more in love with yourself and your life. Non-competitive, nurturing, and safe, each class gently guides you toward a deeper connection to your authentic self. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com to find the best class for your new beginning.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Will Morgan ready to start at the top of the eighth here. He's thrown 3 2/3 innings here. He's thrown the last three scoreless. Came in relief in the fourth inning. 45's trailing 3-1 here. It's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters for Auburn. It's going to be Cisneros, then Yamada and Blatnick. Reminder, this is game two of a three-game series. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. One more game tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for the Sunday getaway game. Here's Cisneros. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Single pop-out Also has an RBI and a run scored. That ball misses low, 1-0. That ball misses high. So one low, one high. Makes it 2-0 on Cisneros here to start the inning. That ball is lined out into center field, sinking fast. Williams going to come in, and he's not going to be able to get it. Takes it on a hop. So a little flare out to center is a leadoff single here by Cisneros. His third hit of the night. He's now 3-for-4 out of a 9-hole. Impressive production at the bottom of the lineup tonight for Auburn, though we are in a 3-1 pitcher's duel. Here's Yamada. He's walked twice, struck out, and flown out, 0-for-2. Larson in on the grass at third, looking for a possible bunt. Runner being held on at first by Bertotti. Larson now sneaking in a little further at third. Yamada is going to show bunt. Now he pulls it back. It's called strike anyway, so good pitch there by Moore on the outside corner. Fastball right at the belt. 0-1. And a curveball down low with his back foot not showing bunt that time. So 1-1 now. One. That's a line drive down the third baseline. Foul. It'll be 1-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista, proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s. Mighty Fine is locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Our family's been part of Shasta County for over 80 years, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine. 1-2 now. Will Moore getting ready to fire another one. Yamada fouls that one off. He fought it off just down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2 here. Runner on first, nobody out here. 1-2 count on leadoff hitter Kyle Yamada. Snap throw to first, and he's back. Lefty Seth Kanin down in the bullpen warming up. Team leader in saves. Hoping the 45s can come back here in the bottom of the ninth, maybe get him a save opportunity in the top of the ninth, or bottom of the eighth, and then get him the opportunity in the top of the ninth, I should say. Called strike three. Yamada watches a slider break right back over the plate, and he knew it. Second strikeout of the night for Yamada. He's now 0-for-3. And here's Blatnick. He's already struck out twice and hit into a fielder's choice and grounded out to third. He's 0-for-4 here. Runner being held on at first. Big hole on the right side for the right-handed hitter, Blatnick. Chops one to shortstop. Charging it is Taylor. 6-4. And no throw. Wisely holding on to it was Ferguson. They're going to say he lost it, switching it to his hand to try and throw it. So the force at second does stand. And Auburn doesn't like the call. And it doesn't really matter as he's out. 6-4 on the putout. Looked like he very clearly dropped the ball, trying to transfer it to his glove hand. So 6-4, fielder's choice. Cisneros is erased at first, replaced by Blatnick. There's now two down. That'll bring up Malone. Malone has two doubles, or a double and a single on the night. 2-for-4. He also has two RBI. That was in the fourth inning, had the big hit. That's been the difference thus far, as they still lead 3-1 here. It's been a pitcher's duel here tonight. Will Moore came on in relief in the fourth and has thrown a scoreless fifth, sixth, and seventh. One-oh pitch here. That's off the end of the bat and looked like it might have hit his foot as well. 1-1 now. Now bottom of the ninth in San Diego, still 5-5. And a curveball and just missed outside. True Blood tried to frame it, unable to do so. 2-1 now. Bottom of the ninth in San Diego, Giants and Padres still tied at 5. Sergio Romo now in the game. Back off the DL. That's a called strike 2. Fastball in the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on first here. In a 3-1 ball game. Moore slowing it down a little bit here with the runner on first. The 2-2 from Will Moore. And that's a little roller up the middle. Ferguson flips it to short, and it's a 4-6 play. Nicely done by Noah Ferguson to Zach Taylor. 4-6 on the putout. And that'll end the inning. 45s head to the bottom of the eighth, trailing 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the visiting Auburn Wildcats in the bottom of the eighth. They lead 3-1. It's going to be right-hander number 34, Tanner McVeigh. He's out of CSU Monterey Bay. He's going to be facing the 9-1-2 hitters, Ferguson, Zach Taylor, and Bertotti.
Funny, he's going to be facing his teammate. Zach Taylor,
the shortstop tonight, also out of CSU Monterey Bay. So two Otters will do battle here in the bottom of the eighth at Tiger Field. And now that I have that visual in my head, I kind of want to go on YouTube and see what it looks like when two Otters fight.
No.
Sure that exists somewhere. Hit me up at Twitter, at NorCal Sports Hour, if you've got any good Otter fighting videos. Called strike here on Ferguson, 0-1. McVeigh, a tall right-hander, looks all of 6'3", possibly more. Swing and a miss there. Good off-speed pitch as he slowed that one down a little bit. 0-2 now on Noah Ferguson. Ferguson's 1-for-1, double, and a good sacrifice bunt, leading to the lone run of the ball game in the fifth. He moved the runners up before Zach Taylor had a sack fly and a called third strike. Fastball in the outside corner, and Ferguson is down for the first out of the inning. So here's Zach Taylor in CSU Monterey Bay versus CSU Monterey Bay right now. So 45s have 5 outs to get 2 runs here. Taylor watches a slow slider. Drop right in there at the knees for a strike, 0-1.
Thank you.
McVay not wasting any time. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's another curveball that doesn't quite make it back over. 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the Mighty Fine Deli. Daily deli specials under $5. Mighty Fine Foods is now catering. Call 549-4884 and ask for Katie or April. Let us make your event one to remember without breaking the bank. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. That's Mighty Fine Foods. 1-1 pitch here is a changeup down low, and Taylor pulls it foul down the first baseline. 1-2 now. A 1-2 pitch to Taylor, and he watches one inside corner with a fastball, called strike three. And that's two down now. So two hitters, two strikeouts for Tanner McVay. Both looking. And it'll be Jared Bertotti. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a sack bunt. He'll come up here with two outs and nobody on. Tying run in the on-deck circle in the person of Ryan Williams. That's a slow curveball slider. And for about the 15th time tonight, the Auburn Wildcats have stolen strike one with a breaking ball. One pitch is a fastball right by him. 0-2 now. McVay gets the sign from his catcher. Now he comes set. Here's the 0-2 to Bertotti. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So McVay comes in, strikes out the side in the bottom of the eighth. We head to the top of the ninth. Auburn leading 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California VRE license number 019-45816.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
45 still trailing 3-1 here in the top of the ninth. On the pitch now for Redding is Corona, California left-hander Seth Kinnean. Seth Kinnean, the strikeout machine, comes into pitch here.
Is.
Kind of embarrassed. It took me 35 games to think of that. Kinnean here making his 12th appearance on the season. Now tied for the team lead with Andrew Arnold in that department. In 17 and one-third innings, he's got 28 strikeouts. Leads the team in strikeouts per inning. First pitch there misses 1-0. He's going to be facing the 4-5-6 hitters, Faulkner, Dixon, and Phelan for Auburn here. It's been a pitcher's duel all night, just 3-1 here. Kinnean gets a foul ball over the screen here, 1-1 now. That one heads toward the parking lot. A slider misses high, 2-1 now by Kinnean. And I've just been texted a link that I will later post on the NorCal Sports Hour Twitter account of an otter fight from our engineer, Jared King. A lot of free time on his hands back there in the studio tonight. 3-1 now as that one's down in the dirt.
I want to see what that looks like.
By Seth Kinnean. Well, right after the game, it'll be posted right to the NorCal. That's at NorCal Sports Hour on Twitter. For all things Giants, A's, Warriors, Kings, Niners, Raiders, Colt 45s, and Otter fighting. 3-1 count. That one just misses low. So a 5-pitch walk to start the inning for the cleanup hitter and right fielder Faulkner. That'll bring up Kyle Dixon. 2-for-4 tonight, two singles. Dixon had a single in the sixth that went into right field and led to the defensive play of the night for the 45s as Hunter Heath threw a runner out trying to score from second on a single by a good 10, 15 feet. And it was an absolute frozen rope from right field. That ball is down in the dirt, 1-0. Kinnean still trying to find the range a little bit here.
Usually he's on fire.
We mentioned his 28 strikeouts in 17 innings against just 10 walks, 3 earned runs for a sparkling 1.55 ERA. He's in the top 3 on the team in that category as well. Just a bit low below the knees, 2-0 now.
Good. That was a nice pitch.
Could have gone either way. We've seen some low strikes called. We've seen pretty much everything above the waist be called a ball. So
yeah.
A hitter zone here tonight, but still only a 3-1 score. So the results defying the expectation here. And that one's low and in. And Trueblood's going to go out and have a talk with Kinnean. It's now 3-0. 45's trying to keep this one at a deficit of 2 for the bottom of the ninth. They're going to have to hit the comeback trail, and if they do, it'll be the 3-4-5 hitters, Williams, Taylor, and Modeste. So we'll have the heart of the lineup in the bottom of the ninth for the 45s, trying to win game 2 of this series. They won last night 10-1. That's a called strike now, 3-1. Hitters count, 3-1 pitch here to Dixon. Kinnean kicks and fires. That ball is down low and another 5-pitch walk. So the first two men reach on a base on ball here. And that's going to bring up Mike Phelan. 0-for-4 tonight. Strikeout, 2 groundouts, and a pop-out. Runners on first and second. Nobody out now. It's an uncharacteristic 2 walks here to start the inning for Seth Kinnean. He's showing bunt already. Corner infielders are going to charge. He's going to try and get it down. He deadens it right out in front of the plate, and only play is going to be at first for Trueblood. So Phelan gets it down. Both runners advance. Second and third now with one down. Score it 2-3 on the sacrifice. And it'll be up to Jordan Bashar. The third baseman has walked, reached on an error, grounded out, and struck out. He's 0-for-3 officially. Also scored a run. 45 is going to bring the infield in here, down 3-1 in the ninth inning, wanting to keep the deficit right where it is. Runners on second and third, one out. Kinnean with a slider that's just a bit high, 1-0. Lefty versus righty matchup here. Gets the sign from Trueblood. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That falls down in the dirt. 2-0 now. Bashar, the number 7 hitter here. Rodrigo, the DH, is on deck. He's 1-for-2. He's also walked twice tonight. 2-0 pitch. And that's a slider also a bit high, so 3-0 now. Fastball in the outside corner, and it's back to 3-1. So advantage Bashar here, 3-1. Kinnean gets a sign from Trueblood. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike 2, right at the knees. Good pitch. Full count now. Still only one out here. Runners on second and third. 45s have brought the infield in here. Strikeout situation for Kanin. The payoff pitch. Just a bit low. And he walked him. So bases are now loaded. That'll bring up Rodrigo. Struck out his last time. Walked and scored in the fourth. And he comes up in a big spot here with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the ninth. 45's trying to keep it right where it is. Auburn trying to add some insurance runs here. Swing and a miss on a fastball down at the knees. 0-1. Good pitch there from Kanin. And the middle infielders now move back for a double play ball. Corner infielders still in even with the bag. 0-1 pitch. Called strike two. Another fastball at the knees. He watched that one go right by. And then Kanin in the driver's seat now here. He's ready. Checks the runner. The 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of that one. It clipped off the glove of Trueblood. So count remains 0-2. Giants have taken the lead in San Diego. It's now 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Santiago Casilla on for the save. Bottom of the tenth, pardon me. It's going to gone to extras down there in Petco. 0-2 pitch is a slider that doesn't quite get down enough. Everything above the belt is a ball tonight. One-two pitch. Fouled back out of play. Stays alive there. Kanin gets the sign, comes set. He's ready for another 1-2 here. Rodrigo swings and misses on a ball in the dirt, and he is retired. Big strikeout there with the bases loaded and one out. And the infield will return to normal depth here with two down. So Rodrigo strikes out for the second time tonight. And here's Cisneros. He's 3-for-4, three singles. RBI and a run scored. Been a thorn in the 45 side all night. Out of the nine hole. Two outs, bases loaded here in the top of the ninth. Called strike there. Good slider to steal strike one from Kanin. Cisneros watched it break right in at the knees. 0-1. Kanin kicks and fires. The 0-1 pitch is another slider on the outside corner this time.
Fun fact about Seth, he likes Trolley gummy worms. And I'm with him because it's one of my favorite candy, too.
I third that motion. Gummy worms are one of the good things in life.
Yep.
0-2 count here. Two Cisneros. Big pitch coming up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him, and Kanin strikes him out. And he is excited. He shouts into his glove on the way out of the mound. Comes in with a bases-loaded one-out jam. Or rather, pitches out of a bases-loaded one-out jam with two strikeouts. Score remains 3-1. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 45s need to get on the comeback trail. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ryan Williams leading off the bottom of the ninth for your Colt 45s. It's time for the comeback of the ninth. They trail 3-1. It's been the same score since the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be your 3-4-5 hitters, Williams, Taylor, and Modeste. That ball is down low. Oh, that's a called strike. Inexplicably at the shins.
Wow, that was a bad ball. 0-2.
Umpire not making any friends on either sideline tonight. 0-2 pitch here to Williams. That ball is very high. Good velocity here from the new pitcher. Mm-hmm. 1-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss. He got him. And Williams is down on strikes. For the first out of the inning, that'll bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor 0 for 3. He's grounded out three times tonight. New pitcher right now is Jack Vesey, a right-hander number 16. He was the DH last night, not in the lineup tonight, but he will try and get the save here for the 45s. 1-0 pitch there, misses. 2-0 now on Jake Taylor. Modeste on deck. He will hit next. 45's trailing just 3-1 here. It's been a pitcher's duel all night long. That one's a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike, one out now. Lazy comes set pitching exclusively from the stretch. That's a fastball. Evidently, it's low this time. Trying to contain my sarcasm there.
Yeah.
That was a strike in the last at bat to Williams, but evidently not to Taylor now. 2-1. 2-1, I should say. One out, nobody on. And that ball is down in the dirt. 3-1 now. Hitters count for Jake. Two home runs last night. He could cut the lead in half here with a long ball here, but 45s just need base runners. Here's the 3-1 from VC. That ball is very high, and Jake takes a walk. So, tying run now comes to the plate in the person of Max Modeste. After a one-out walk to Jake Taylor. Modeste 1-for-3 on the night with a single. He's also grounded out and flown out. Swing and a miss on a big curveball down below the knees. 0-1. Hunter Heath on deck. A 1 count. VC comes set. Now he fires. Swing and a miss on a fastball. 0-2. This is game two of a three-game series. Next game will be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer. Just 8 home games left. That's a called third strike, and Modeste can't believe it. Neither can the rest of the fans. A pitcher strike, to say the least. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. 2 outs now. All 3 games of this weekend series versus the Wildcats sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. At Mighty Fine, you'll get big store selection and small store service. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Proud supporters of the NorCal Sports Hour as well as the Colt 45 baseball season here on KCNR 1460. Mighty Fine Foods. 2 outs now. This one's down in the dirt. The old 58-footer bounces in front of the plate there to Hunter Heath. Heath had a walk-off grand slam to win his College World Series earlier this season. He could tie the game with a home run here in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs and a runner on first. That ball is a called strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. V comes set, gets the sign from his catcher. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1. That's a chopper to short. 6-4, and that will end the ball game. So the 45s go down 3-1. Auburn Wildcats get the win here to avenge their 10-1 loss last night. We'll do it again here tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the rubber match right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli back here for your Colt 45's postgame show. 45s go down 3-1 tonight to the visiting Auburn Wildcats following their 10-1 victory last night. So the rubber match will be tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. Come down to the park and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long, and only 8 home games left. After tonight, one of them will be tomorrow night. Check ReadingColt45s.com for the whole schedule. And Matty just not able to get that big hit tonight for the 45s. We had guys on base, drew a bunch of walks, reached on a couple errors, but I'm looking at my scorecard here in disbelief. Two hits.
I know. It's just our offense is just not like it was last night.
A ton of strikeouts here as a number of guys had two or three or four, and 45s had a double in the third,
yeah.
A single in the fourth, and scored a single run in the fifth without getting a hit as Chase Larson led off in the fifth, reached on an error. Zach Trueblood drew a walk, and with runners on first and second, Noah Ferguson bunted them both over. Ferguson ended up going 1-for-2 with a sacrifice tonight, also had a double. He had one of the two hits. Max Modest had a single. But in that fifth inning, with runners on second and third, Zach Taylor was able to fly out to left field sufficiently deep to score Chase Larson for the lone run of the ball game. But that was it, as the 45s did not get a hit after the fourth inning. Just two hits and a number of strikeouts here, as we got to tip our cap to the winning pitcher tonight. It was Tyler Gums. He went seven innings of one-run ball. Kevin Bevilacqua got the hold in the eighth inning with a 1-2-3 eighth. And Tanner McVeigh, in the ninth inning, got a save, allowed just one base runner, a one walk. In the ninth, as the 45s go down 3-1, Brandon Lupton gets the loss. He went 3 1/3, gave up three runs on the evening. He falls to 5-2. 45's now 24-11 on the season. 35 down, 10 to go. One more tomorrow night here. The rubber match with the Auburn Wildcats. And we hope to see you here at the ballpark or listening live on KCNR 1460 or KCNR1460.com. Again, check Reading Colt 45s for the entire schedule after tomorrow night. A bit of a break for us as we won't have a game until the 26th of July. So Sunday the 17th, tomorrow, your last game for 9 days until the two-game road trip to over to the Humboldt Crabs, 26th and 27th. That's a Tuesday-Wednesday game. Before the Tuesday game for the Humboldt Crabs, yours truly be hosting the NorCal Sports Hour live from Humboldt at 6 o'clock. So tune in for your de facto Colt 45s pregame show at 6 o'clock here on KCNR 1460, and then we'll bring you the Humboldt Crabs on Tuesday and Wednesday night. And then just two more series. We're going to play on the end of July, the last 3 days of July, 29th, 30th, 31st. We're going to be playing the San Francisco Seals, one of the older teams, amateur baseball teams in history. Joe DiMaggio once played for the San Francisco Seals in the 1930s. True story. Your piece of baseball trivia for you on the evening here tonight. And then we'll play the Reading Tigers once more on August 2nd, a one-game set there before we finish up the season with a three-game series Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th against the Long Beach Legends, our first chance to see them and the Seals this year. But 45s, again, losers tonight, 3-1. And Will Moore kind of obscured in the loss here tonight. Brandon Lupton was the starting pitcher, took the loss 3 1/3. But Will Moore came in and gave up one single. That was the two-run single. But otherwise went 4 2/3 of scoreless ball. Inherited a bases-loaded situation there. Ended up giving up two runs on the inherited runners. But 4 2/3 himself in his first relief appearance of the year. He's made seven starts. This was his first time out of the bullpen and acquitted himself well there for manager Greg Catterae on short notice. So a bright spot there for Moore, who's 1-1 on the season, has a great ERA, has some great pitching or fielding independent statistics, but just 1-1 on the season. It's kind of been a running joke with us here that between he and Kyle Martin, it seems like every time they pitch, it's a really close game, and they don't get a ton of run support. They're kind of the Matt Cain syndrome here for the 45s as Bove and Lupton have 6-5 wins, respectively. They've gotten some pretty good run support, but 45's on the short end tonight. Just two hits and a lot of men left on base. We'll try and get it done tomorrow night in the rubber match and win the series. So a four-game winning streak comes to a halt here tonight, but we'll fire it up again tomorrow here at 6 o'clock at Tiger Field. For my engineer, Jared King, back in the studio, our intern here, Matty Novelli, I've been Kyle DeFore. For our sponsors tonight, Reading Kia, who we didn't get a drive of the game in for Reading Kia. Apologies for that. Our 2016 Kia Soul is your drive of the week. Stop by Reading Kia for a test drive this week. No offense tonight. Couldn't work in a drive of the week. If I'd have known it was going to be like this, I would have made that sack fly in the fifth by Zach Taylor for the lone run, the Kia drive of the week. So our apologies to our friends at Reading Kia there. Stop by and test drive a 2016 Kia Soul at Reading Kia. But for our other sponsors, Mighty Fine Foods and Turtle Bay Exploration Park, I want to thank all of you out there for listening here tonight. Once again, your final score, Auburn Wildcats 3, Colt 45s 1. We'll see you right here back again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
About soccer, our thoughts and prayers are to everybody that's affected by this directly and indirectly, because this is an ongoing thing as you continue to talk about with your work on Fox.
Yeah, I mean, what you're doing too, as now that you're with the Fox family, as you know, like we're all on the same team, Portland Timbers against the Seattle Sounders, that'll be sold out, and you're talking about one of the best atmospheres you'll get in any sport at any time. How many filled that stadium in Seattle?
Oh, let's see. I don't know what the exact number is, but I'm thinking around the 20s, mid-20s or something like that. I mean, this is a wonderful environment in Portland and Seattle. I mean, this whole Cascadia thing has just been wonderful. So, you know, we head off to Portland. We've been there so many different times. It's not just a great soccer environment in the stadium, but it is a soccer city. Portland loves their Timbers. They love the game. They are authentic. They are credible. They are discerning. They are passionate, as they are in Seattle. And so anytime you get this big rivalry, and this has emerged as one, if not the, and I could certainly argue the rivalry in MLS, you get these two cities that are so close in proximity that love their soccer and now have these two soccer teams that go back and forth in terms of their MLS existence. And it's just a wonderful environment to be in, but not just during that 90 minutes. We love going there to that city because the moment we touch down in Portland, it is about that team. It is about soccer. And for a soccer junkie like myself and for you, it's just a wonderful environment to be in, to be immersed in a community and in a culture in the United States that just love their soccer.
Yeah, I know. You can find that on Fox Sports 1, right?
Actually, we're on Big Fox this
weekend. You're on Big Fox. Fantastic.
So, yeah, 2:30 Eastern time on Big Fox. Myself and Rob Stone will be bringing a pregame show, a half-hour pregame show, and then we're going to kick off around 3 o'clock the game. So we'll be giving you back-to-front coverage of this rivalry and all the things that are going on the field and off the field leading up to it.
And Alexi Lalas with us now. Then the Red Bulls play NYCFC. That'll be on July 24th. That has become an intense rivalry as well. And to see that, I was at Yankee Stadium the last time they played, and I think it was a holiday weekend, and they basically had a soccer sellout there. And the march there, I've never seen that passion for a soccer game at Yankee Stadium, which, by the way, not a great venue for soccer, but they make it a great venue. They own the team, along with Manchester City. Real quick, Lexi, as you as a player, wearing red, white, and blue, you are not new to the threat of terror. Especially, yeah. I mean, when you as a player and now as an analyst, you know that you guys are targets wherever you go.
Well, you know, the added fact, look, when you play international soccer, there is always going to be security issues, regardless of what team you are. There's added security issues when you're out of the United States because, as you know, it's not just the fact that you're the United States. It's what the United States represents, which has nothing to do necessarily with soccer, but you are a representation of this country and this country and this people that, unfortunately, there's many people out there that want to take down. And you understand this better than anybody in terms of the reality of the situation. And so as a soccer player, you understand that you're also playing this international game. So it has international implications. Everywhere you go, the security is not just what it is for everybody else, but it's ramped up that much more for the players and for everybody that represents the United States. And I guess it's not just for a soccer team. It's anybody that represents the red, white, and blue. Oftentimes, right, that red, white, and blue, as much pride as we have in it, it's also a target, and we have to take precautions against that.
And you know about the security as well as what's going on with this virus. Would you go, Lexi Lalas, to Rio if you were named to the Olympic team?
Yes, I would go to Rio if I was named to the Olympic team, but I don't judge anybody for making that decision, and it is a personal decision. If they feel that the rest of their life might be compromised from this moment, and I know an Olympics or a World Cup or anything is a huge moment in an athlete's life, and to forego that, they don't take it lightly, I'm sure. But if they feel that it's going to affect their life in any way going forward, because as much as we love talking about sports, it's just a small little portion of somebody's life, and certainly, as we said 100 times, it pales in comparison to the real things out there.
Watch him on Fox. Watch him this weekend. Thanks, Lexi Lalas.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're a small business owner, you've probably had to manage growing pains when demand spikes and funding isn't readily available. That's what happened to Kevin, owner of Wet Shave Club, a shaving goods business. He needed to increase his inventory to meet growing demand. Despite healthy revenues, Kevin had a hard time finding flexible credit. He wanted the ability to take exactly the amount of capital his business needed without paying for funds when he didn't need them. Kevin turned to Kabbage. With Kabbage, he didn't have to track down financial statements. He simply linked his bank information through Kabbage's secure online application to get approved. Kevin bought inventory, moved into a new office, and hired employees, doubling his revenue. Kabbage has helped 80,000 businesses like Kevin's with over $2 billion in funding. Apply now for a line of credit of up to $100,000. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That is Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You are born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out. And it's the lookout that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Cleveland officials say they're ready for the GOP convention when it kicks off Monday afternoon. Police Chief Calvin Williams says law enforcement and other personnel are coming in from all over the country to help with security.
This is great. I mean, this shows the commitment of law enforcement across this country that they definitely want to help out with this event. I mean, it's historic for Cleveland to have this event in the first place and to have officers from as far away as California, Florida, the East Coast to come out and help us. It's fantastic.
Donald Trump settles on his vice president, introduces Indiana Governor Mike Pence Saturday morning.
Your support and Indiana's example has carried us to this moment. Our state is inspiring the nation, and I'm going to take Hoosier ideals to Washington, D.C.
Pence made his comments at an airport in Zionsville after landing, after the announcement on Saturday morning. The failed coup attempt in Turkey could be tense relations between the country and the U.S. Turkish President Erdogan wants the U.S. to extradite Fethullah Gulen, who he says is behind the failed attempt. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. would entertain an extradition request for the exiled cleric.
There will be questions raised about Mr. Gulen. And obviously, we invite the government of Turkey, as we always do, to present us with any legitimate evidence that withstands scrutiny. And the United States will accept that and look at it.
Little shaking going on out west. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 3.2 earthquake hit near Beaverton, Oregon, and several other Portland suburbs Saturday, but no damages have been reported. The agency also reports a magnitude 3.0 earthquake hit near the town of Leilani Estates on Hawaii's Big Island. News and analysis at townhall.com.
For Christians who run a business in these challenging times, there is an event that you and your spouse must attend this September. It's at the luxurious Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota, Florida, and hundreds of CEOs and business leaders from across our nation will be there to hear and mingle with other well-known Christian business leaders like George Barna, Horst Schulze, the founding president of Ritz-Carlton, and former Miami Dolphins and Marlins owner Wayne Huizenga Jr., and many others. Go today to fcci.org and book this conference for you and your spouse. Become a member before you register and you'll save 20% off the conference. Plus, enjoy a ton of exciting benefits given to members of the Fellowship of Companies for Christ International. At this annual event, America's top Christian business leaders will show you how to let your faith influence your employees, customers, vendors, even your competition. Just a few weeks away, September 18th through the 22nd, there are only a few seats remaining. Reserve a place for you and your spouse right now by going to fcci.org. The Fellowship of Companies for Christ, fcci.org.
A judicial ethics panel wants Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore swiftly removed from office for urging the state's probate judges to defy the federal courts on so-called same-sex marriage.
Moore told state probate judges in January that a voter-approved state marriage protection amendment defining marriages between one man and one woman was in full force and effect. His order came 6 months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on the matter. Moore asked to dismiss the ethics complaint. He argued that he was not telling probate judges what to do and was only responding to questions about the status of a case. Patrick Frost reporting.
At the Tour de France, Mark Cavendish sprinted to his fourth victory in the Tour, finishing in the main pack. Chris Froome will still wear the yellow jersey on Sunday. Henrik Stenson with a one-shot lead over Phil Mickelson going into Sunday's final round of the British Open at Royal Tun. Bill Haas sits in third place. Since then, Mickelson will pair up. More on these stories at townhall.com. SpaceX ready to launch another load of space station supplies for NASA. The unmanned Falcon rocket scheduled to lift off early Monday. Excellent weather's forecast for the 12:45 a.m. launch. And Chief Program Scientist Julie Robinson says there are a number of scientific experiments being taken to the ISS by the Dragon cargo ship.
We have about 930 kilograms of research samples going up and about 580 kilograms of samples coming back home.
Meanwhile, Range Safety Officer Cody Chambers says for the first time, parts of the Kennedy Space Center will be evacuated before the attempted launch.
Any facility within the launch hazard area, this includes the press site, will be needed cleared at 60 minutes prior to the launch time.
Cody Chambers says that the reason for the evacuation is a safety reason. It's because there's a risk of a spread of toxic fumes if there are problems with the launch. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know if there was an attack, there wasn't an attack. I'm operating under the assumption that there was.
When I looked down, I actually didn't see people walking away hurt. Everyone that was down appeared completely lifeless.
France is one of the countries in Europe that has had a very difficult time of bringing Muslims into their society. I think things are going to get worse before they get better.
ISIL's ability to carry out terrorist attacks in Syria, Iraq, and abroad has not to date been significantly diminished.
We've got to do more to understand that this is a war against these terrorist groups, the radical jihadist groups.
They have declared war on us. This is a world war. This is a world war.
This is the fault of Western elites who lack the guts to do what is necessary, and that starts with Barack Obama.
The reaction to Pence, anticipating that he'd be named, has been quite good. With the groups like donors, House members, and conservative activists.
In the end, he went more sort of with his head than his heart. Sometimes you pick a vice president to be an attack dog, but the nominee here is the attack dog.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade. Big Al, back, of course, from 2 weeks in Hawaii, where I could not get away from the news, nor did I want to, with the stunning news in Dallas, the horrible news in Nice last night. And, of course, I left in the middle of a Turkish attack, was a terror attack on our country, and the fascinating news, what's happening with our polls. This hour, Chris Dierwalt in 34 minutes, I should say, and Sean Spicer, who's doing just about everything as Chief Strategist and Communications Director for the RNC. But first things first, let's get to the big three.
Brian's Big Three.
Donald Trump delays and new polls to examine. We're going to talk about what Hillary Clinton did yesterday. What I found most surprising, she called into Bill O'Reilly's show. And evidently, she got pretty much an earful from Democratic House members who were saying, why are you doing so badly? And why is this so close? I'll explain.
Number two.
Race in America. The president decides to have a forum last night on ABC. And, of course, he had the potential to do a great job if he'd do some listening and a little less talking. It took him 10 minutes to make one point, and I never even remember the question by the time he was done with it. What would you have liked to have seen done? Did you watch any of it? And do you care at this point what the president's take on race relations are?
number one.
Terror attack in Nice, France. It happened about 5 o'clock Eastern time, at which time he steamrolled a lot of the news taking place around the world, and it should, because suddenly people are getting angry and frustrated that we keep taking it on the chin, this time in France, prior in Brussels, and then in Orlando. Don't forget about San Bernardino. And we do almost nothing. And the president seems to want to blame guns, pressure cookers, and I guess us for these attacks. And that's what we'll discuss. But first things first, as I mentioned, there were some polls that came across. The NBC polls don't look nearly as positive as the Quinnipiac polls do for Donald Trump in Florida and Pennsylvania and in Ohio. And nationally, CBS has them in a flat-footed tie. Joining us now to talk about the momentum going forward for the RNC and the terror attack and how it relates to what's happening with the convention next week, Sean Spicer. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. I get to spend a ton of time with you this morning. First Fox and Friends and now the radio.
Right. And how much sleep did you have last night?
4.5 hours.
Okay, good. You got some. So first off, how much harder is this job, being that the Cavaliers were using the Quicken Loans Arena up until recently?
It's a great question, because what people don't fully appreciate is when you do one of these conventions, that you talk about a build-out for an event. This is literally like, you know, all of those luxury boxes that you see, whether Madison Square Garden or the Verizon Center in D.C., you take everything out. You take the tables. You take the chairs, because you got to build them out for media workspaces. That's where Fox News and other networks build out their spaces and things happen. So it's truly a full build-out. It's almost like taking the building down to its studs, re-putting stuff in. Normally, that's an 8-week process. We lost 2 weeks when the Cavs got to win this year. But the upside of this is, A, that was factored into the planning, and B, the team that's been doing this has been doing it for a while, and they're pros. They know how to do this. We had built in a buffer every year, so we're going to go up to the wire, but it's going to get done, and the people are doing it are the best in the business at what they do, which is going to make ensure that, you know, that the plans that they laid out all took this into account, and we'll be ready to go next Monday morning.
You know, everyone's saying, when is Donald Trump going to start talking about some of the business deals he did do, some of the relationship he does have, some of minorities he has hired, Hispanic families that are extremely loyal to him, African-American families as well, you know, people who have been running his jobs for 30 years when he wasn't even thinking about politics. Are we going to get a chance to see that this time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, because the people that, you know, most of these conventions, both in the past and what people are going to see in Philadelphia, are a bunch of politicians that get up and just, you know, talk about policies and votes and this motion to recommit. And I think what you're going to see at this convention is some celebrity. You're going to see some politics. You're going to see Donald Trump's family. And you're going to see a lot of people who have worked for or known him for a long time talking about the man that we don't always see on TV or get to know, that have known him, that talk about the things that you just brought up, that have spent 20 years by his side as an employee of his, or as a friend of his, or as a business associate of his, and really explaining the man behind the person that we see on TV a lot.
Noor O'Donnell has a show. We have a show, and she asked this question. She says, sources say there's tension between the Trump camp and you guys. Cut 30.
My Republican sources told me that the convention staff and the Trump campaign are not getting along, that the list was put out without even being confirmed, that there's a lot of chaos and things that are. So we're going to see something very interesting next week.
Would you say that she's correct?
No. Look, we're putting on a convention, and Mr. Trump's making a VP selection. There's a lot going on. And so do things fall through the cracks here and there, or does somebody forget to relay a message? Absolutely. But that has nothing to do with – that's just normal business. That's you know, that happens probably at Fox. That happens at CBS where Nora works. So I think this is much to do about nothing, and I think that's a faux controversy that someone's trying to spread. There could not be a better working relationship between the entities that are putting on this convention and the campaign.
Well, could you say that the Tim Tebow releasing his name without telling him, without telling you guys, was a mistake?
Well, I think there was a lot of confusion. Tim Tebow, from what I understand, someone at ABC News reported that he said that he was speaking. It wasn't in the list. I mean, so that list that went out did not have him on it. He is not speaking. It wasn't on the list. I think that was confirmed by a lot of folks in other news sources, but I don't see that. You know, that's probably not the best example of that.
Okay. What would you say is the line that you hope could be crossed, to blur, to get rid of, to bring you guys closer together? What's the one thing you'd like to see from the Trump camp to make things run smoother?
I don't think that's a problem. I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. I think it's a faux controversy. I think the working relationship, we are literally sitting side by side in tables and rooms throughout Cleveland, different divisions, so that there's no daylight between those things. I mean, so just to be clear, I mean, I dispute, you know, the reporting on that. It has been a phenomenal relationship. We're talking and or sitting next to each other throughout the different divisions that make up the convention and the campaign, in different places throughout Cleveland.
I want to bring you to the polls because you want to see what kind of momentum each candidate has going into a convention that traditionally gives them 3 or 4 points. The Quinnipiac poll comes out, and they looked at Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Donald Trump had his best poll in a long time with the Q poll. Trump led by Hillary by 5 in Florida, 1 in Ohio, and 6 in Pennsylvania. Now, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll had him trailing by 5 in Florida, by 6 in North Carolina, and by 9 in Virginia. Where is this heading?
That's okay. So here's how I see the race, Brian. One, polls at this point are going to be all over the map. Some they're going to say we're up, some they're going to say we're tied, and some are going to be down a little. But the fact of the matter is, before the conventions, it's sort of like preseason baseball. You know, it doesn't count for the real record. It's nice to know, you know, that your guys can get up and hit the ball and catch. But the reality is, until the conventions are finished and people have seen the candidates on the national stage officially becoming the nominees of their respective parties, it truly is a preseason. That being said, I will tell you that even as we head into August, September, and October, this race is going to be close. We've seen this since 2000. You know, these are going to be races where each candidate starts off with 47-48%-ish, and it's a fight for that 4 or 5% in the middle. And I think you're going to see those things fluctuate. And the reason is because when you see a lot of these media polls, one of the things that I tell people is always scratch beneath the surface, meaning you'll look at the NBC News poll and it'll say, like, all adults. Okay, well, all adults don't vote. Or it'll be a national poll and you say, okay, well, look at the states where, you know, that includes like Rhode Island and Massachusetts, places that probably Republicans won't win. Part of the problem a lot of times with the big media national polls is, one, they're either all registered voters, they're all adults, or they're encompassing states that frankly aren't part of the fight for the Electoral College that has to be made. But that all being said, I think as we head into the final 5 months, it's going to be a tight race on both sides, probably down to the wire.
And you hope, obviously, to get 3 or 4 points in the convention, but you never know what's going to happen for the following week. So, Sean.
That's right.
Sean Spicer, before I let you go, a quick thing. Can you give us an idea who's introducing Donald Trump? We hear it's Melania. Some people say it's Ivanka, number one. Number two, Dana White, among the sports figures, is going to speak.
Yep.
I heard that Mike Ditka on tape. Anybody else you could tell us? Not Mike Ditka. Bobby Knight on tape.
Bobby Knight. Yep.
Anybody else you could tell us?
Natalie Gilbis from the LPGA will be speaking as well. She's just a phenomenal golfer. And I'm trying to think who else is on that list. But you mentioned Dana White from UFC. And there's going to be more to come, I think. Yesterday, the initial list was the first wave, and I think as the week goes on, we'll probably have some more folks.
A couple of things on the opponents, the former opponents who have yet to endorse. Ted Cruz speaks not endorsing. Is he still open to endorsing or not?
Well, I hope that whatever he says, however he phrases it, that he understands. I mean, Ted Cruz, of all people, understands the threat of a Hillary Clinton presidency. And I hope and I believe that Ted Cruz will talk about the need to stop Hillary and elect Donald Trump. And so how he phrases that, I don't exactly know. But I think Ted Cruz has been fighting for conservative values for a long time, and he understands the threat that Hillary Clinton would bring. And I think he is going to make sure that he expresses that.
Marco Rubio on tape?
Yep. I think, again, Marco Rubio fought a hard race and understands that, again, the same kind of principles at stake here, and you'll hear him echo that.
How about Governor Kasich? What's the latest with him? Will he speak? Will he endorse? Doesn't sound like it.
I agree with you, Brian. I don't think that's going to happen. We always hold out hope. Ohio's a very important state. He's been a very successful governor here in Ohio. He's brought a lot of people into the party in Ohio, and obviously we'd love to have him on board. That's kind of his decision. The ball's in his court, and you know, it's a great time for Cleveland and Ohio to shine with the spotlight of the world on it, and I would hope that Governor Kasich would want to be part of this.
All right. It's Sean Spicer, one of the busiest men in America, Chief Strategist and Communications Director for the RNC. Sean, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
1-866-408-7669. We're going to take your calls when we get back and also respond to a Twitter question, which I put up a while ago. Not really a question, it was a statement just about the terror attack last night. I'll read some of your responses. Also, we go Facebook. We go live before our show, about an hour before our show, sometimes 90 minutes. A lot of people are commenting on that, some of the live broadcast on Facebook Live. 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
If you've got an opinion, don't keep it to yourself. Dial 866-408-7669 and share it with the world. Kilmeade and Friends.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right. I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain that was not my truest self, if there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my joy bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Hey, we're back. 1-866-408-7669. The great Chris Starwalt waits in the wings. But right now we're able to take some phone calls. A lot of you are commenting and expressing frustration about the attack, along with the tragedy that is the attack. When you have a commercial vehicle plow for a mile over people, actually aim for people and plow over them, and realize in February, this guy ends up being a 31-year-old Tunisian-born French citizen. And in February, they named, Wall Street Journal named Tunisia as the place that has exported more terrorists than any place else. It was really the cradle of the Arab Spring. It's really where it all started, as you know. And they give us the most hope that something good could come out of it, because not the people who left it, but the people who stayed. Number two is, in 2010, they talked about a vehicle just running over people randomly, as if it took a scientist to figure it out, but it was in their magazine. Not that it could have stopped anything. This is a resort area. I've never been there, to Nice, France. But can you imagine a commercial vehicle plowing over everybody they could for a full mile on a holiday? One of the two people lost their lives, an 11-year-old boy and his dad, 51-year-old, from Texas. An hour before, they have posted of him in the water having a great time on the beach. Matt in St. Louis. Hey, Matt.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing, Brian?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to express my concern as we go into the Republican convention. The importance of all the evangelicals, the independents, and the undecideds, that getting off the fence and finally going in for the big win. You know, I was kind of thinking about, I don't know if you ever saw the trilogy, the Lord of the Rings, but in the very last movie, there was a scene where, you know, the good guys were in a desperate battle against the orcs and the forces of evil, and they made this appeal to this ghost army that was kind of in this purgatory.
Yeah.
Because they kind of did not do the right thing at some time years ago, and one of the main characters went into this cave where they were kind of abiding and said, hey, you know, you guys got a chance here to do some good and to restore order and to kind of redeem yourselves. And, you know, he convinced them to join the fight. And that's kind of how I view this. If we get all the evangelicals, the undecided, and the independents who, for whatever reason, they kind of cut off their nose to spite their face because of some trivial little aspect that they didn't like about the conservative candidate, Trump will not only win, he will win big time.
Yeah, if he can, you know what? He's got to play, beat Donald Trump, but also play it somehow down the middle with being a candidate that's acceptable to moderates as well as some Democrats, because she is flat out, she was outed as incapable and as totally over her head as Secretary of State in that Comey address. Jake is listening on the Fox News Radio app in Oregon. Jake.
Good to see you, Brian. Hey, I kind of echo what your previous caller just said. And I'm looking strictly, I cut to the chase with how I'm voting. As a conservative Christian, it's all about securing our country and those that we care about outside our borders. And Hillary, as you just mentioned, horrible as a Secretary of State. There's no way that she can keep our country safe.
Look at what she did. She's terrible. Look at what she did, how absolutely irresponsible it was with server after server that she set up. Not only what they found, what they didn't find. She's incompetent. These are bad moves. You've had a chance to look at what she did, hiring Sidney Blumenthal on the side, pushing for a Libyan operation with no follow-up plan, her reset, her private meetings in Oman with Iran, the deal that came out of that, the way she embraces President Obama's foreign policy, which has been nothing but fuel terror, her job description that she wrote about, everything she worked on has blown up. Her personal decisions were irresponsible. You heard the report. She should be unelectable to people who aren't blind to the name and aren't just voting for her reflectively or for the party. When we come back, Chris Steigerwald on why he does not want Mike Pence to be the number two.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had the last laugh.
And Mr. Kestenbaum and Mr. Hartnett were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kestenbaum was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. We have yet to hear. Sure, Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back to bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Welcome to Wheel of Justice. I'm Lise Wheel. He used to be known worldwide as Blade Runner, the fastest man on no legs. These days, Oscar Pistorius, the South African Paralympic champion, is better known for his actions on Valentine's Day 2013, when he fired four shots through a locked bathroom door in his South Africa mansion, killing his girlfriend. Pistorius was charged with murder, but claimed he was innocent because he mistook his girlfriend for an intruder. In 2014, he was found guilty of culpable homicide, a lesser offense than murder, because the judge found that the prosecution failed to prove that he acted intentionally. Last October, after serving 1 year of his 5-year sentence, Pistorius was released, but Africa's highest court overturned the conviction and instead found him guilty of murder. Since December, he has remained on house arrest while awaiting sentencing on the upgraded murder charge. He was sentenced to 6 years. His legal team has said he will serve the sentence prescribed and would only appeal if prosecutors want to appeal. I'm Lise Wheel, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Hey, we're back. Big Three sounds something like this. Talking about some changes in the polls. Donald Trump has reason to be happy. The NBC polls aren't that good for him, but the Q poll is, and so is CBS. And this is going into the convention, not after the convention, and especially after the Comey report last week, which I have not had a chance to talk about because I was out. Also, the delay on the Donald Trump VP pick and what the next shoe to drop will be when it comes to the RNC. Race in America, the president had a big town hall on ABC last night. He was confronted, and I'll play this for Chris Stilwell. I want to get his reaction. And there was an edit in the question. And there were a few edits last night, but for the most part, it looked like a colossal waste of time. And the terror attacks in Nice, France. 50 struggled for their lives, 84 lost theirs, including children, and one child in particular, an 11-year-old from Texas and his dad, 51 years old, who was there for Bastille Day. And an hour or two before was actually in the water, in the ocean, having a great time. Joining us now is Chris Stilwell. Chris, I understand, according to my source, it's a single source, that you're sitting in the very spot I'll be sitting in to host Kilmeade and Friends.
Is this true? I would have not spilled so much stuff all over everything. I wouldn't have had my plate of crunchy breakfast tacos over the computer. But you know, so it goes.
Hey, I could just bring my whisk and clean up right after you.
There you go. There you go.
And Chris, first off, what's it like in Cleveland?
Cleveland is wonderful, and I'm very happy to be here, and it is always great to be on the road and get together with all of our friends who are from New York that we don't get to see as much. So this is a wonderful time and place to be.
In terms of security, when you looked around, does it feel like every other convention?
It's getting there. We're still in the week prior. By the time you get here, and I'm not saying it's because of you, but by the time you get here, the security will be at that thing where you can't get through the people gates and everything stacks up. So right now we're sort of enjoying the best of both worlds.
Right. And by the way, if you ever have trouble getting through, do this. Do you know who I am? And say that, and then people let you through.
It also helps if you poke them in the sternum. If you poke them with a finger,
exactly.
Them right in the sternum. Sir.
Yes, and then especially when you feel nothing but Kevlar.
Yeah. You got it.
Hey, so a few things, Chris. First off, the attacks in Nice last night. The one thing that I feel different about this attack, reading from social media to the guests we had on, there's so much frustration that we seem to be constantly taking it on the chin, we meaning our allies, whether it's Orlando, whether it's Nice, France, to a degree that Turkey's our ally and a NATO ally. Over in Turkey, we're just watching innocent people getting killed at a crazy rate, and I get the sense this is at a turning point. How do you assess how both candidates have handled this?
Well, I think you can certainly see the effect. Donald Trump made the obviously right choice that you don't proceed with a vice presidential announcement celebration the next day. Would be not only inappropriate, but also your message would get lost in it because you'd have to be talking about that and it wouldn't be clear. So whether or not Donald Trump changes his mind or whether we really know his mind. Certainly Mike Pence in Indiana, he and his team have done everything they can to make sure that everybody knows that it's Pence, so that to box Trump in and not allow him to change if he really did. No, seriously.
Really?
That was some prolific leaking. The Indianapolis Star, it was out everywhere, and that looked like an effort to make sure that, I'm going to guess, that if Pence really is the pick, that represented an effort to box Trump
in.
Well,
I will say this. Paul Manafort told us on the couch today that it wasn't the Pence people.
Okay.
You don't believe anybody ever.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Pence people didn't say, hey, by the way, guys, we leaked a bunch of stuff to local journalists. I don't know where the leaks come from. I don't know how it goes. But it has the hallmarks of a play to solidify something. And, look, I've made no mistake. I think Mike Pence is, I won't say the worst possible pick, but is a bad pick for Donald Trump. And I think it represents Trump losing leverage, losing the struggle against the Republican establishment. And I think it's an error. But that having been said,
Paul Ryan loves it.
Well, sure. Of course. Yeah, Mike Pence is a sort of a version of Paul Ryan. Mitt Romney picked Paul Ryan. Mike Pence is sort of a version of Paul Ryan. It's the same concept. It's the same idea. You take a moderate, socially moderate businessman from the Northeast who has problems with the Republican base, and you take a guy who is a social conservative, religious figure, and who has a sort of Chamber of Commerce, American Enterprise Institute kind of conservatism, and you put him on there to try to balance out the ticket. It's a very conventional move.
And you think a better pick would be Newt?
I think Newt's better than Pence. I think Giuliani's better than Newt. I think that I think Jim Webb could be better than all of them. I think Bob Gates could have been great. I think something to scramble the race and keep it scrambled. You got to keep Hillary Clinton. If you're Donald Trump, you got to keep Hillary Clinton off her toes. You mentioned those swing state polls. You talk about that stuff. After Hillary Clinton's two worst weeks that she's probably going to have in the campaign, New York Times poll has it tied, and the swing state polls, our swing state polls and the swing state polls from the Wall Street Journal, have Trump getting slaughtered, bad losses in states that are the part of the traditional Republican map. Trump needs to change the race. If he doesn't change the trajectory of the race, he will lose it.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Q poll, it's a lot more optimistic. If you look at the Fox News or NBC poll, it's not. If you look at the CBS poll, it's optimistic. So what am I missing about the science?
Well, look, it's not about – we don't want to overinterpret polling. We don't want to put too much – now, there's some quibble about this version of a batch of Quinnipiac polls because they left them in the field for too long, I think almost 2 weeks. It covers too long a period of time, so it can be confused. But our polls and the Wall Street Journal polls tell me that even if you factor Quinnipiac in, which is a 10-point swing in Florida, in none of those polls, in the Quinnipiac polls change aren't due to Donald Trump doing better. It's due to Hillary Clinton. Mostly, he's up a couple points, improved a couple points, but mostly it's because she lost ground after the director of the FBI came out and stood in front of the American people and said, well, she didn't lie to me, because if she'd lied to me, I'd have put her in prison, but she lied to you, and she lied to you aggressively, and she did it for a year.
Oh, And her judgment during that time is all, let alone the results of her actions, from Russia, the Iranian deal, to misinterpreting the Arab Spring to Libya. Forget about that. Just about the fact that she repeatedly did it and then and totally deceived us on why she did it. I thought that James Comey did more damage by not indicting but explaining than he would have had he indicted.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. A criminal indictment against Hillary Clinton would have taken her out of the race.
Wouldn't you think the whole Democratic would have just rallied around her?
Nah, dog. Nah, G. You can't run for president. I mean, we've said that you can't do a lot of things and run for president. But one thing I'm quite certain that the Democratic Party and Barack Obama would not have let proceed would be Hillary Clinton taking the Democratic nomination under indictment. Just it wasn't going to happen.
I want you to hear Newt Gingrich yesterday, and I thought it was, I'm not saying he doesn't believe everything he's saying, but Newt Gingrich yesterday sounded like Donald Trump loaded his teleprompter. Cut 15.
Western civilization is in a war. We should, frankly, test every person from here who is of a Muslim background, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens, perfectly happy to have them next door. But we need to be fairly relentless about defining who our enemies are. Anybody who goes on a website favoring ISIS or Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups, that should be a felony, and they should go to jail. Any organization which hosts such a website should be engaged in a felony. It should be closed down immediately. Our forces should be used to systematically destroy every Internet-based source. And frankly, if we can't destroy them through the Internet, we should destroy them with kinetic power, using various weapons, starting with predators, and just frankly, just killing them.
And he goes on to talk about, you know, about terrorist states sounding a lot like Donald Trump. What's behind that?
Well, it's not that much of a departure from what we've heard from the former House Speaker in the past. And certainly he expresses the same sentiment as Trump, but does so with detail and with actual ideas. Now, he's going to try to clean up today, it sounds like, on his talking about testing Muslims in the United States. Because you get into a pretty creepy place pretty fast when we're doing religious tests of American citizens and stuff. And plus, if somebody was going to, if you think a terrorist is going to say, oh, you got me. Oh, yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me because I can't lie to you. So he's gonna have to try to clean that up and deal with that today. But I think, and this is just me, I think that I'm hearing a guy who is trying to convince Donald Trump not to make the mistake of picking Mike Pence and not do it and to pick him.
And that's what I think.
Yeah, and be there. Hit it hard. Dive on the ball. Pence screwed up by the news got out. Whatever Manafort said, the news got out. That is on Pence because it was in Pence's hometown newspaper. I doubt that the Indianapolis Star has deep connections inside Trump Tower. But I know they have good connections inside the Pence administration. So Pence screws up. There's a terror attack. You take a pause. Now, CNN's reporting, and whatever that's worth, that they're going to announce it's Pence today, and that this is not that, you know, there's no change, and it's always been Pence, and it will continue to be Pence. I don't know. I do know this. Trump is a guy who likes to surprise. Trump is a guy who likes to get people's attention. And he's also a guy who doesn't like to have something jammed down his throat.
Right. So I want to move on to something else. Hillary Clinton called into Bill O'Reilly last night.
Smart.
And I think that is smart, significant, but it's never happened before.
Right.
She's using the phone, number one, and she's calling us. right? Instead of texting and emailing. Cut three.
We've got to do more to understand that this is a war against these terrorist groups, the radical jihadist groups. It's a different kind of war. We need to be smart about how we wage it, but we have to be determined that we're going to win it.
Okay, who's she talking to?
She is talking to independent voters. She is talking to voters that Donald Trump is trying to reach. Some Republicans, Hillary Clinton right now is winning 6 to 8% of the Republican vote. She's winning 40% of the independent vote. She's winning about 88 or 89% of the Democratic vote. What she wants to do, what she needs to do, is to solidify her status with Democrats. But now the play for her is going to go be raid Trump's territory and call in, talk to Republicans who are concerned about Trump, talk to independents, and make a message clear. And that kind of tough talk from her, and she's using some Trumpian terms. We've got to be smart.
Right.
We've got to be tough. We got to da-da-da-da-da.
Well, what's the problem, though? You can't have it both ways. You can't say Obama's my guy and he's doing a terrible job. Because every problem she has, it's with his policy. She just brought up, we've got to do more to understand that this is a war. Excuse me, stop there. Why don't you call the president? You were just with them.
You know what she's going to do, right? You know how this goes. That as soon as she gets done in Philadelphia week after next, and the president said, Hillary is great, all this stuff, she's going to immediately start drop-kicking him. For real.
I'll know it when I see it. She'll lose a lot of people
she
needs.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
You know why she won't?
Why?
It's because they're stock terrified of Donald Trump. They're horrified. This is not like Mitt Romney, like, oh, I don't know, the Romney, Obama, Romnach. This is, ah! So those Democrats that she's, Donald Trump is doing so poorly with black voters. He's doing, the, now she has a turnout issue, and she has to be careful. She can't go too far
right.
with roughing up the president. She can't do that, but he's going to give her, Obama understands, he's got to give her broad latitude to distance herself from him on these issues, at least rhetorically, basically do the same thing, but say it differently
okay.
in order for her to win.
All right, Chris, make sure you have plenty of room on your expense account. Don't use all of your $64 before I get there. I want you
it's
to
all,
take me out a lot.
It's all ribs.
You got it. Thanks, Chris Dyerwald. Back in a moment. Jeff Smolian will join us next about a very exciting announcement.
Kilmeade and Friends.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're a small business owner, you've probably had to manage growing pains when demand spikes and funding isn't readily available. That's what happened to Kevin, owner of Wet Shave Club, a shaving goods business. He needed to increase his inventory to meet growing demand. Despite healthy revenues, Kevin had a hard time finding flexible credit. He wanted the ability to take exactly the amount of capital his business needed without paying for funds when he didn't need them. Kevin turned to Kabbage. With Kabbage, he didn't have to track down financial statements. He simply linked his bank information through Kabbage's secure online application to get approved. Kevin bought inventory, moved into a new office, and hired employees, doubling his revenue. Kabbage has helped 80,000 businesses like Kevin's with over $2 billion in funding. Apply now for a line of credit of up to $100,000. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That is Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
He is the CEO of Emmett's, the huge Emmett's company. And, of course, Jeff Smolian, who used to own the Seattle Mariners. And he's really excited to talk about this. First off, Jeff, I got to tell you some news that it's official. Donald Trump has just tweeted out that his vice presidential pick will be Governor Mike Pence. So now it is official.
Yes, and we were expecting that in Indiana. Know Mike very, very well. Used to work for us. Good friend. Good guy.
Yeah, I mean, he seems somebody who would be a good counterweight to somebody who likes to fly by the seat of his pants, maybe getting used to the political process, and another guy who's very accepted by especially evangelical religious conservatives. But, Jeff, for you, you're nonstop on the move, expanding your empire. Tell me about this Next Radio.
Well, Next Radio is the ecosystem that turns on the FM chip that's in every smartphone in the world, right? We're very, very excited about it. We got drafted a number of years ago because around the world, people didn't realize, especially in the United States, that every smartphone has an FM radio in it. So our job was first to get it turned on, and then in conjunction really with just about every other broadcasting group, the National Association of Broadcasters, we decided that we needed to build an interactive ecosystem, and that's what Next Radio is.
So you want to get everybody to use their iPhone, but instead of even – you just want them to turn on and use something that's already there. Do you worry about that countering the stations that Emmett owns?
Well, no. It actually makes – remember, Next Radio is just local radio. So if you're listening to your local radio station instead of streaming it, you listen to it over the air. You don't eat up any data because it's just coming over the air.
Interesting.
So when you stream a radio station, you eat up data and you drain your battery about five times more faster. So this is just getting local radio, but it's getting it on your smartphone.
So how do we get it?
Well, right now we have agreements with Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, and we're in the final stages with Verizon. And that will be really for every Android phone. Our last piece of the puzzle is getting a deal with Apple. But when we announce our agreement with Verizon, then if you have an Android phone, you'll be able to get it. Now, the best way to find out if your current phone has it is just go to nextradioapp.com, and that will be able to tell you whether your phone gets it. And if you get it, if you just download it, it takes you about 30 seconds.
Jeff, quick question. Go ahead. Finish.
I was just going to say, once it's in your phone, you can turn on and get radio at any time.
And, Jeff, we were just out talking to Phil Knight about this, and we're up against a hard break here. But he just talked about how it's harder and harder for a new person to start a new business today. Do you think the business climate, we can make things a lot easier for in this country for people like you, entrepreneurs, to start businesses?
Well, I think there's always a time for entrepreneurs. You know, you're always going to have challenges raising capital, regulations, competition, but I think people who have a passion for an idea can all, this has been sort of the idea of this country for 260 years, so I'm always optimistic about entrepreneurs.
But I guess a good politician will be able to knock down some of those things stopping them. Jeff, thanks so much. Good luck with Next Radio, and thanks so much for keeping us on your St. Louis affiliate. We appreciate it.
Well, I love having you there, and if anybody has any questions, this is nextradioapp.com.
Thanks, Jeff.
Record crowds, record votes.
It's all about the movement. It's all about the fact that we're taking back our country.
Donald Trump took the nomination, but what's his next move?
How will he make those critical alliances?
Where does he really stand?
On the things that matter most to America.
Now, at this convention, we'll find out.
And see if the GOP will really stand united.
And no one can bring it to you like Fox News Channel.
Taking you behind the scenes like no one else can.
The Republican National Convention, starting July 18th.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Turkey's president is demanding the United States extradite an exiled Muslim cleric living in Pennsylvania, who he says was behind a failed military coup in his country. Secretary of State John Kerry says these allegations from Turkey's president will be taken seriously.
People will wonder about allegations of who may have instigated this and where support came from. The United States will obviously be supportive of any legitimate investigative efforts.
In a televised speech Saturday, President Erdogan says Turkey has never rejected a U.S. extradition request for terrorists. Kerry says the U.S. would entertain an extradition request for exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen.
Obviously, we invite the government of Turkey, as we always do, to present us with any legitimate evidence that withstands scrutiny, and the United States will accept that and look.